Justin, we need more people like you. It's an honour to speak to you, sir. It really is. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to talk to us. Congratulations on your award for bravery. A number of people, 200 honoured yesterday for their exceptional courage in the face of terror. Really appreciate you taking the time. You are a true British hero. Justin Jones, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us. Another true British hero, just not quite at the same league. Mr. John Holmes is here. What's happening on your show, sir?
Rail fares are happening, of course. 3.5% increase in rail fares. We're going to be moaning about that. And we, of course, will be solving the whole Irish problem.
We're going to solve it.
I mean, they're going back and forth. All this, you know, the money they're wasting just on going to Brussels and back on the Eurostar is enough. So, frankly, we're just going to solve it this afternoon.
Well, they won't be able to afford to go to Brussels by train because the train fares are going up.
That's true. I think if we renegotiate the whole Irish problem in the context of U2's new album and then just give that back. I think the whole thing...
Just
say, look, we won't have the album.
Seriously.
Put it beyond
David
use.
Davis is in... He right now, the Brexit Secretary, is in the chamber, frankly. Yeah, I'll give him a buzz afterwards. Yeah. I'll tell him you're going to be taking over. Seriously.
No problem.
Why didn't we think of really this all these all. Months ago? John Holmes, up after 1 o'clock, solving all the world's ills. After that, we're going to be doing famine. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Specs wood screw tray pack and screw case for just $29.99, or tubes of EvaStick grip fill adhesive for only $1.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow! These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio and here's Victoria, the other Victoria, with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MI5 stops 9 terror attacks this year. Rail fare rise slammed and PM is battling to save Brexit deal.
Talk Radio.
MI5 says a total of 9 terrorist attacks have been prevented in the UK in the past year. The Director General of the Security Service has told the government the defeat of Islamic State in Syria did not mean the threat was over. Andrew Parker says social media is being used to incite attacks from afar. Theresa May has been meeting her cabinet to explain why a proposed Brexit deal collapsed yesterday. The draft agreement included a breakthrough on the Irish border, which is thought the Democratic Unionists blocked. MP Anna Soubry says it's not just them who wouldn't have been happy with different parts of the UK getting different deals.
It's also Conservatives like myself who would have said, whoa, no way do we do a special deal for Northern Ireland because we are a united kingdom and it's one deal for right. all.
Meanwhile, Brexit Secretary David Davis has told MPs the integrity of the UK comes first during negotiations and the government is close to concluding the first stage of Brexit talks. In other news, travelling by train in Great Britain will cost an average of 3.4% more from next month. One union says private train companies are laughing all the way to the bank. Anthony Smith from campaign group Transport Focus thinks it's too much.
Passengers are already putting in a huge amount of money into the railway. Almost £9 billion a year comes through our fares into the railway for investment. Surely that should produce better value for money. Surely that should produce some return.
Winds of up to 80 miles per hour are expected as Storm Caroline hits the north of Britain later this week. Snow and falling temperatures are also expected to affect the west of the country as the severe weather passes through. And an American man's plea for free chicken nuggets for a year has become 2017's most retweeted tweet in the UK. Carter Wilkerson asked fast food chain Wendy's how many he'd need to secure the free food. They said 18 million. He managed more than 3.6 million, but still got his freebie.
That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
It's not bad, is it?
I mean, that if the government took a leaf out of his book in terms of negotiating with Europe. So the figures were what? They said he'd need 18 million retweets.
In order for him to get free chicken nuggets for a year, yeah. he had to get 18 million retweets.
Yeah.
He got slightly more than 3.6 million, but got the freebie anyway.
So that, you see, that's not even half, it's not even a third, is it?
No.
That's quite poor compared to what they said the price was. If we could negotiate the Brexit divorce bill in a similar way, so they've gone, 50-90 billion, and we sort of go, three? And they go, yeah, all right.
That's
maybe we sent him in place of David Davis.
He's probably busy.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's probably drowning in chicken nuggets.
He's eating chicken nuggets, isn't he?
He's too fat to get out of his house, I imagine. How many chicken nuggets? That's what I want to know. Is it 18 million chicken nuggets, a year's supply? I don't know how you'd...
I don't know how to police that, really.
I think you'd get a bit sick of them after a little while, wouldn't you? Let's be honest.
I don't know. Quite like a chicken nugget.
Yeah. Not that many. Not a year's worth.
No, probably not a year's worth.
Anyway, Victoria, thank you. Hello, by the way.
Hello.
You're with us for the rest of the week, apart from Friday, I understand.
Yes. So just 3 days, then.
That'll do. To me, that's the maximum part of the week. It's the bit that counts. So, you know, that's really good. So you're going to be bringing us bonus news at 3:30.
I understand I am,
That's right. I reluctantly am, John, yes. And then at 2 o'clock, we have a thing called Headline Hijack, but I'll explain that as we go along.
Can't wait.
Marvellous. Oh, I think you've got some weather to do.
I do,
weather as well. It's weather.
All over the place now.
National weather.
Sorry, it's always like this.
It's mostly cloudy and dry. It's going to rain later in northwest Scotland, and today's high is 11 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Now here is... don't know who's got the sport. Who's got the sport? Anyone know? Toby. I'm going to guess at Toby. Here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. James Anderson says he doesn't mind who does the damage as long as England find a way to win the second Ashes test in Adelaide. The bowler took his first fiver in the country on day four as the tourists gave themselves hope of victory, chasing a record 354. They'll resume on 176 for four tomorrow.
Obviously, I've been here a few times and not got a fiver, so I've probably got the pink ball and the floodlights to thank as well.
Jose Mourinho insists he's taking nothing for granted as Manchester United host CSKA Moscow in their final Champions League group game tonight. It would take a 7-goal defeat and other results to go against them to be knocked out, but the Portuguese says he'll select a strong side. Celtic must simply avoid a 3-goal defeat in their final Champions League game with Belgian side Anderlecht to qualify for the Europa League. Chelsea need to beat Atletico Madrid at Stamford Bridge to be certain of topping their group. Anything less could let Roma, the Italian team, in. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by Toby Gillet, so-called because he doesn't have any arms. And there he is bringing you the sport. Now, we've got a Tuesday programme to bring you, so I'm going to say we start doing that around now.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's an £85 million jackpot.
and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome to you, one of the royal couple covered in natural yoghurt,
along with fried chicken and burritos,
on a BMW motorbike, turned into a sausage without consent.
I've always wanted to do it.
I got moved to the naughty list for
chunky old northerners.
I want a second house. Spider-Man can't bend down into the faces of Alex Dibble. They're a lazy. I would put in
personal trainers. In fact,
I'm shallow.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bit of some timid groping.
There's like an hour a night. Who buys that? On a Chinese state visit in 1963.
Studies found
Syrian jihadis lining the
bed turns people off.
What?
Why can't I have a
dragon bomb? Throw it in the sea.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant.
So then, as the DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland, run off with the £1 billion, Theresa May, she's the Prime Minister, by the way. They run away with the £1 billion Theresa May gave them to support her flopping government when she cocked up the election that no one wanted or needed. There they go, the DUP, as of yesterday, flicking the V's at Brexit behind them. So we together, my friend, now cross the border into your afternoon with 3 hours of news-led entertainment for the masses. Obviously, the masses don't really listen to this, if I'm honest. So it's more the minis. Entertainment for the minis, which is largely down to Talk Radio's excellent marketing strategy. But, you know, we're here for those of you that know we exist. And I can promise you a better deal for your ears than the one Theresa May, she's still the Prime Minister, is getting out of the EU. Jean-Claude Juncker. Theresa May, she's still the Prime Minister. David Davis, the Brexit Secretary. Michel Laboratoire Barnier. All thrashing it out in a room, of course. And now, Theresa May, she's still the Prime Minister. Thought she'd be coming back to Blighty, common speech in hand, to deliver it around now in the common. Hailing her own tough negotiating skills, in which we were to defiantly give the EU £90 billion in order to leave it. And obstinately and resistively be forced to agree to everything Brussels wanted us to do. Just like when we were in the EU, in fact. Well, now she's coming back empty-clawed. And all that's in her hands today is her own ass, having had it handed to her by the DUP. The DUP, of course, there to support the government, support the Prime Minister in return for that bribe of £1 billion. So that's £91 billion then to get us out of the EU. Except in a row over single markets and borders in Ireland, the DUP have kind of... the DUP have kind of gone FUP in a way, haven't they? So Theresa May, they've taken their ball home so nobody can play with it anymore. Brexit, the ball's up without the ball. I think maybe, and bear with me on this, I think perhaps we should give up negotiating at all and just declare war on Europe. It'd be like the old days, wouldn't it? Plus, the DUP as well, given their connection to the UDA loyalist paramilitary group, could probably get their hands on some guns and balaclavas, couldn't they? So, obviously, they'd charge Theresa May £1 billion for that as well. Anyway, bargain. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. And there are many things afoot. Not least Headline Hijack. That's where you get to make up a news story and have it put neatly and firmly into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Victoria of the Victoria will be saying the news to the nation. If you'd like your lies to be in there as well as truth. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. Any word you like. So that's on the way. Headline Hijack, lines are open. Plus today's diversity paper review. A review of the newspapers today comes from Feddy, who is a European migrant. And we'll be getting her take on the whole debacle. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, of course. Has a different diversity. Ticks the box. Marked equality. We'll be talking train fares as well. The rise in train fares this afternoon. All explained with a very special bespoke edition of Thomas the Tank Engine. There's work experience punditry. We'll be looking at music today, or rather, we'll be listening to new music today. Who's doing it today, Cornelius?
Phil.
Phil's in today. He's going through the new music for us. And we don't have to pay him because he's a work experience. He hasn't got any chance of affording a train fare. There's the big debate at three. We will be giving another Kickstarter a kick up the arse as we help them. Help that Kickstarter project by putting it forward into the public consciousness. Upwards of four people listen to this show at any one time, so they could get involved. If you've got a Kickstarter idea you'd like to talk about on the radio, a hope and a dream, you know the number. We'll be explaining all of the current affairs using Japanese poetry as well, of course. It's the news in haikus today. Taking all your reactions, also on the usual number. And we will be bringing you a game of snowflake buckaroo on a Tuesday. It's like buckaroo, but instead of a donkey, a plastic donkey, kicking off tools that you've hung on it, we got a millennial. And upon that snowflake millennial, we'll be hanging millennial trigger phrases that make them run off to their safe space. Would you like to play it? It's very simple. Here's a number, 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. Call that, we'll call you straight back. Or you can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's all on the way. Who's on the show today then? Work experience Phil is on the show today. Chloe's producing today. Hello, Chloe.
Hi, Hi there.
Chloe's pressing the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Yeah.
Double money.
Yay.
Yay. Andy for Christmas. Other Victoria has the news, but she's already left the office because she said she was busy. Cornelius is here.
Hello, John.
Hi there.
May I be... I haven't looked up a day, sorry.
Make
I've
one
been
up.
Too busy. Happy it's International Volunteering Day, apparently.
That was yesterday, wasn't it?
What?
Oh, that was Teamwork Day.
It's trending on Twitter Day.
Volunteering Day?
Volunteering is trending on Twitter.
Great news. Happy that day, everyone. I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoon. And we are going to lead you by the hand towards today's big story. We're going to do it musically. That's what we do. A little quizette for you. A little bit of fun at lunchtime, wherever you are, at home or in the office or whatever you're doing, in the car or something. All you have to do is try and figure out what today's big story is from the forthcoming song. The clues are in the artist or the title. Here it comes.
More than ever, but to rise.
It's not Dex's Midnight Runners, is it?
No.
So it's Come On Eileen by Badly Drawn Boy and Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra. Come On Eileen's one of those songs that really bloody annoys me. So I couldn't bear to play the original. But I like a cover version. So how does it link to today's big story? Cornelius has been trying to work it out. What do you reckon?
Is it?
It's not very, Dex's Midnight Runners.
Very occasionally, and I think it's very occasionally, you hear a cover that's better than the original version.
Yes.
This is not one of those cases, obviously. Is it something to do with covers? Are covers in the news? Or is that something's being covered in the news?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Brexit coverage is being covered in the news.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what it is?
No.
Oh. Is it the Facebook now for young children too, apparently?
No.
I don't know what that one is.
Okay.
Oh, is it the rail fare increase going up?
Ah, how so?
Because... I don't know.
Okay. It makes me feel. Let me explain it to you.
People are having to run instead of getting the train. And that's Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Runners. But it's not Dexy's Midnight Runners. It's Badly Drawn Boy
and Jules.
No, it's all very simple. It's what Theresa May probably said in the phone call yesterday to the DUP. You know, when she was negotiating in Brussels, she thought she had got a deal. She phoned it through to the DUP to say, look, you're propping my government up because I've given you £1 billion, so you have to be part of this agreement. What do you reckon? And the DUP went, nah. Nah.
Yo.
And you know what? Because then she probably said... Come on, Arlene! Arlene Foster is the leader of the DUP.
And then did Arlene Foster go, never, never, never!
And then Theresa May said, I'll get mean. At this moment, this deal means everything. That's probably what happened. Anyway, of course, it's the story of the latest bit of Brexit that's collapsed. This time because the DUP won't agree to the Irish border deal that Theresa May was trying to broker with Brussels. So we're going to be talking about that. What exactly does it mean? Brexit's still boring, yes, but it is still important. And the whole Irish question to do with the border and what's going to be on the border and the trade agreements in the single market regarding Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK are being thrashed out. But it's got in the way, despite the DUP being paid £1 billion to actually support Theresa May. So did she make a big mistake? Well, inevitably, yes, she shouldn't have even had the election. Then we wouldn't even be in this mess. But the only reason we had an election was because of David Cameron and the Brexit... Anyway, we'll try and pick our way through it on Talk Radio in the afternoons next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This year, will the fairy lights actually work first time? Will the Christmas tree hold its needles until, you know, Christmas? Will the big day pass off without a big row? Will the roast potatoes be done at the same time as the turkey for once? This Christmas, you've got enough on your plate. But at least with a fixed price plan from TalkTalk, you don't need to worry about your bills going up. Our TV and fast broadband bundle is now just £27.50 a month, including line rental for the entire 18-month plan. Because peace of mind? It matters. TalkTalk. For everyone. TV box at £25. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh. nice paper. Snowmen. You've wrapped it well.
No!
wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer, Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7am to 8pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app.
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M40 in Buckinghamshire has two lanes closed northbound between Junction 1A for the M25 and Junction 2 at Beaconsfield because of an accident. In Bedfordshire, the M1 is crawling northbound just past Junction 10 at Luton because a lorry's broken down. In the West Midlands, the M5 is heavy northbound between Junction 1 for West Bromwich and the M6 because a lorry's having a tyre changed. And on the trains, Virgin Trains East Coast and Cross Country services are being delayed by up to an hour between Darlington and Newcastle, and that's after an incident on the line earlier on. I'm Alan Joyce.
Picture the scene. You're driving home for Christmas, along with everyone else, it seems, when you get a call from your mother, near to tears. "The dog's eaten the turkey," she cries. "Don't worry, I'll sort it," you say. "Alexa, where is the closest butcher?" you ask.
"Here are a few nearby popular ones."
And before you know it, you're popping a turkey in the boot and arriving as the hero of the hour. Well, you would be if you weren't stuck in traffic. "Alexa, find the quickest route to Buckingham before the turkey goes off," you add.
"The fastest route to Buckingham takes about 1 hour 26.
Change the way you drive forever with a Seat Ateca. Now Amazon Alexa enabled.
Activated through multifunction steering wheel, compatible Android handset and Navi High system required.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we're talking about today's big story. Come on, Arlene, I swear I'll get mean. Not my words, of course, but probably the words or similar to those of Theresa May. She's still the Prime Minister, remarkably. As she made a Dex's midnight runner from Brussels back to Downing Street with no deal. The no deal part of the Brexit deal or no deal still firmly in place. Thanks, mainly, it seems, to the DUP, who stepped in to cock it all up. It's a good thing she agreed to pay the DUP £1 billion to support her, isn't it? Imagine what might have happened if she hadn't done that. Oh, no, wait. If she'd not paid them £1 billion, then she wouldn't have had to rely on them, and then we wouldn't be in this latest mess. Although the only reason she had to rely on them was because she called a snap election in which she lost her majority. But the only reason she did that was to cement her position as Prime Minister, a position she'd got because the previous Prime Minister, David Cameron, resigned after he organised a Brexit referendum to claw back support from UKIP voters, which backfired when the majority voted for Brexit. And now, 18 months on, we're back to square one, and all because politicians are a waste of arsing space. I think that just about sums it up. But to shed some light on it, some Irish light, is Kevin Doyle. He's the political editor of the Irish Independent. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hi, John. I think you summed it up quite well there, actually. That's as much as I could have told you, I think.
It's what we're here for, Kevin, as you know. It's all we can do. But in terms of the border question, because we keep hearing about it, but I'll be honest with you, the more we hear about it, the more complicated it seems to be, and the more bits seem to keep being added on. David Davis is in Commons today. Right now, talking about it and saying that the deal for Ireland can't be different to the deal of the rest of the UK because of unity and so forth. What's the take on it, Kevin? Talk us through this border deal.
Yeah, essentially, to try and dumb it down, because it is, it actually isn't nearly as complicated as the politicians have made it. Essentially, there was a border in Northern Ireland. It was there because Northern Ireland is part of the UK and therefore separate, partitioned from the Republic of Ireland. It was always a target for the IRA and for dissidents who opposed British rule in North of Ireland. 20 years ago, we had the Good Friday Agreement. As part of that, all the border checkpoints came down. There's a 500-kilometre border. 30,000 cars cross back and forth every day on it now. People drive to the shop up the road and they cross from the Republic into the north. There are cows who wake up in the north and then go to get milked in the Republic.
Yeah.
As simple as that. That is what the border is. It doesn't actually exist. The only difference you see is that you cross from miles in the north into kilometres in the Republic. That is really the only thing that happens there. The concern is that if a hard Brexit happens, thereby the UK goes its own way, or more specifically Northern Ireland goes with the whole rest of the UK if there's a hard border, then some sort of checkpoints or cameras or something will have to be re-erected, because there will be tariff on the crossing over of goods and there'll be different trade rules and different regulations north and south. That's the problem. And what Theresa May had put on the table yesterday and was looking very acceptable to the Irish. In fact, the Irish government were delighted with it. They were seeing it as a big win for the Irish government. Was basically saying, look, whatever happens, we agree that we'll keep the trading rules between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland exactly as they are.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, a better deal emerges at a later stage, which is what Theresa May was supposed to tell the DUP. She was supposed to say, this is fine. I'm just telling, this is a safety net to keep those guys in Dublin happy, but I'm going to get a better deal anyway later on, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. And thus, you're absolutely right. We can see where the problems start to be, because now you, it's a case to go, well, so the Northern Ireland, the trade will stay the same in Southern Ireland, except that it can't, because the UK's deal will be different, and that's where it all starts to fall apart, of course. What's the likely outcome, Kevin? What are you sort of predicting? What could happen here, given the stalemate level?
Yeah, well, essentially, from the perspective of the government in Dublin now, is that they have compromised. They have they've seen what Theresa May was willing to do until the DUP, until she received that phone call in the middle of dinner or lunch yesterday from Arlene Foster. So the view from Dublin at the minute is very much they've seen Theresa May's cards now. They know what she was willing to pay. The way one source put it to me was, you can't show somebody their Christmas present and then only give half of it on Christmas Day. So they think there's no more compromise left to be done. This is now up to Theresa May to go and convince Arlene Foster and the DUP to get on board and to get over themselves a little bit, although they've never used such undiplomatic language. So essentially, how Theresa May does that is the question. I mean, as you said, she's already given them $1 billion, and that didn't, or £1 billion, and that didn't stop them from pulling the plug. So I don't know what reassurance
could
she can offer.
Presumably the £1 billion didn't all go over in one go, and presumably the DUP still want that £1 billion. So and she could easily now say, well, you're not backing me, I'm going to take that away, couldn't she?
She could. With a couple of things. The first one is, I would say that what happened yesterday really truly shows how little the government in London actually knows about Irish politics and the backdrop to all of this. Because if Theresa May was surprised at the DUP saying no, she must be the only person who has ever been involved in Irish politics to know that, because the DUP are famous for saying no. It's pretty much all they have said and ever say on these issues was no. So how she?
Well, it was almost Ian Paisley's catchphrase, wasn't it, at the time, I suppose.
It was. Ulster says no. He used to roar it from the rooftops.
Yeah.
So you know, the fact that she was surprised by this yesterday is in itself astonishing. And so how she convinces them then is very, very difficult, because they see her as selling out the United Kingdom rather than and Northern Ireland, selling Northern Ireland out from the kingdom and worrying that they'll be closer to Dublin than London. I'm not sure how she gets over that with nice words or even money. And when you mention the billion pounds, well, the reality is, and Theresa May is going to learn this, given that she has 10 days to sort out this sorry mess, the DUP are very, very stubborn. They have stayed out. There has been no executive in Northern Ireland since last March, and that is largely driven because of a row between them and Sinn Féin over an Irish Language Act, over whether the Irish language should be recognised in legislation, basically. And they've stayed out as part of that row since March. So there's been no assembly. The DUP actually govern nowhere at the minute. So they don't move quickly, and they're very stubborn. That's a big problem for Theresa May, given that the clock is against her.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see how it plays out, I guess. But once again, you know, Brexit just keeps on getting ever more complicated. Kevin, thank you very much indeed. Kevin Doyle, the political editor of the Irish Independent, joining us on Talk Radio. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, our diversity paper review. Yeah, we're going to go through the papers. So what? So does every programme, except here we do it with a different diversity each day, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. It's a big issue in the media, and we like to do our bit. Plus, headline hijacks on the way, but just after 1:30, Victoria's here now with the latest news headlines.
Thanks.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon. MI5 says 9 terror plots have been thwarted in the UK over the last 12 months. The head of the UK's domestic security service has been updated, Theresa May's top team. The Brexit secretary says the UK is close to concluding the first stage of Brexit talks. Meanwhile, Labour has called yesterday's discussions in Brussels an embarrassment. It's understood the DUP weren't happy that Northern Ireland could get a different arrangement to the rest of the UK. Mr Davies says the aims have always been the same.
In particular, on the issue of Northern Ireland and Ireland, we have been clear we want to protect all elements of the Good Friday Belfast Agreement to maintain the common travel area and to protect associated rights. We want to ensure there is no hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Rail fares across Britain will see their biggest rise in 5 years next month. They are going up by an average of 3.4%. A 12-month season ticket from Brighton to London will increase by nearly £150. We've been getting reaction from passengers.
I'm not surprised. Everything's gone up this year. Nothing we can do. If you go to work and you have to travel, you have to pay it.
But we've got to pay for a rail network that improves. So, unfortunately, I think, yes, you do have to have increases, as long as they're fair.
It's bad because I have to travel from and to uni, so it's going to cost me much more money now.
Nearly 200 suspected paedophiles have been arrested in 1 week in an internet crackdown. Investigators are warning of a rise in the use of live streaming to groom, blackmail and abuse victims. Shops are being urged to put new safety guidelines on packs of nappy sacks. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents says 17 babies have suffocated on the bag since 2001. And England are still in with a shout of levelling the Ashes, but they'll need to produce their very best cricket on the final day of the second test tomorrow. Joe Root's side are chasing 354 to beat Australia and will resume 4 wickets down on 176. The weather mostly cloudy and dry, but some rain in the west. Today's highs 10 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
There is. Thank you very much, Victoria. And when the news comes with Victoria in half an hour, it will contain at 2 p.m. a made-up news lie. You see, Victoria there has the voice of authority. That sounded very much like the news, and you can believe everything she said. I know I do. I don't think any of that was untrue. But at 2 o'clock, one of the stories will be made up from nothing. It will be fake news. We'd like you to supply it. Get in touch. Couple of sentences, paragraph at most. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
We'll go through some of what's been coming in next on Talk Radio.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Cornelius just told me what he had for dinner last night, which is one of his favourite topics, to be fair to him.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is he went round, he had to rush off yesterday after the show, because he went round his nan's. I hadn't seen his nan for a while, had you?
Yes, I had.
Is this drunk nan or sweary nan?
Sweary nan.
Okay. I thought you didn't say you hadn't seen her for a while. That was why you were going around there.
No.
Oh.
I see her all the time.
Oh, good. Well, anyway, she went around, she gave him tea, as you'd expect nan to do, but gave him a 5-year-old's tea, you know.
Which, though.
Well, of course it was delicious. It's nan's tea. Is it her speciality? What does she?
It was a toad in the hole.
Yep.
With mash and spaghetti hoops.
Spaghetti hoops, you see. It's a mash and toad in the hole. You go, yeah, all right, adult.
Yeah.
I'll chuck some spaghetti hoops on there because of my little Cornelius. He's 5.
It's because I didn't want runner beans.
Because yeah, you're a child. And it, was it too much? Did you give you too much? Was the house too hot as well? That happens at Nan's
it was. Yeah.
That happens at Nan's houses, doesn't it? Mm. There's too much food and the house is too hot. Yeah. You look a bit peaky this morning, if I'm honest with you.
Well, I just carved
up. Have you got a food hangover?
Yeah, sort of, I have.
For Nan.
Yeah. Good.
Anyway, she's fine?
Yeah.
Great, good update there. Thanks. My nan's speciality, when I used to go around her house, I don't do that so much now because she's dead, but she used to do, what her speciality was, because at least yours has made an effort with a colour palette, my nana used to serve up food that was just all the same colour.
Beige food.
Basically, yeah.
I love, so me and my friends take the mick out of me a lot because it's my favourite colour of food is beige.
Beige. Yeah.
I just love beige food. It's all delicious.
Like a chicken nugget.
A chicken nugget, yeah. A goujon, an onion ring, chips.
Yeah.
Oh, just...
Well, she didn't go back. She went yellow because she used to do chips, but they weren't oven chips back then. She would do through properly
fried,
do the chips.
Deep fat fry, yeah.
But so they come out sort of yellow, and then she'd give me that with some scrambled egg.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, it was delicious.
There's a...
But so very Nan.
There's a Twitter account. A Scottish one called @JakeyT's, which is just really unhealthy meals that look atrocious, but you know
no,
taste
absolutely
delicious.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, fair
it's
enough.
It's well worth a follow. It's very
there
funny.
You go. All right. So, made up news then, please. Let's go like Donald Trump, but do it for reasons that we're upfront about rather than trying to, you know, hide the fact that we've colluded with the Russians. Let's invite some in. Headline hijack on the way. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Oh, this one's from Tom, who says, on the day that rail fares have been announced to increase by the biggest rise in 5 years, it's been revealed that Transport Secretary Chris Grayling can no longer afford to get a train from his constituency in Epsom and Ewell to central London, and he now has to cycle to work. Apparently, Grayling has also been seen on a couple of occasions trying to hitch up Ike the A...
Hitch up Ike.
Hitchhike up the A3.
Right. Ah, good. Hitch up Ike. David Icke was on this station, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, he was on... Was he on yesterday? David Icke was on with someone. Last night with Mike Graham. There you go, I knew that.
There we go.
With the one Mike he was on with there. David Icke and the one Mike. It's like a new team. Anyway, I don't think anyone hitched up Ike, is what I'm saying, as you suggested there. That would be a mistake. A company's HR department have banned its staff members. Who's this coming from? Barry. A company's HR department have banned its staff members from discussing the Ashes tournament at work because it is well boring.
Very newsy term there.
Yeah.
Because it is well boring.
Well boring. Staff members complained they felt the constant discussion of the cricket was so irritatingly dull that it was driving them to alcohol and substance abuse while at work.
That explains TalkSport.
Anything else, Cornelian?
Yeah, how about this one from Sarah, who says that Jacob Rees-Mogg has said in the Daily Mail that he's going to be ordained in time for the royal wedding next year so that, if needed, he can marry Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Right.
Apparently the MP has said that he believes he's already... He says he believes he already has the look and values of a priest, and that he can't wait to wed the happy couple.
Thank you very much. That's Headline Hijack. More on the way at 2 o'clock, and we'll do a diversity paper review next. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a Bosch 27-piece mini ratchet set for just £9.99, or a set of four Stanley bevel-edged chisels for only £21. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why?
Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better.
Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering.
Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-tonne towing capacity and a 1-tonne plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techno grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus, your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Buckinghamshire, the M40 has two lanes closed northbound between Junction 1A for the M25 and Junction 2 at Beaconsfield after an accident and a fuel spill. It's queuing for over half an hour there. In the West Midlands, the M5 is heavy northbound between Junction 1 for West Bromwich and the M6 interchange as a lorry is having a tyre changed. Delays in Lincolnshire on the A15 heading through Thirlby because of an accident near to the junction with the High Street. And on the trains, Northern Virgin Trains, East Coast and Cross Country have delays of up to an hour between Darlington and Newcastle. I'm Alan Joyce.
Picture the scene. You're driving to friends for the weekend. It's the annual Christmas get-together. You've been on the road for an hour and you've still got about an hour to go. When you remember you've forgotten their presents. Alexa, where is the nearest shopping centre? You ask.
Here are a few nearby popular ones.
And just like that, you're no longer arriving empty-handed and red-faced. It's at this point in the journey that you suddenly come across all Christmassy. Alexa, play Christmas songs, you ask.
Here is a station for Christmas music.
Change the way you drive forever with the SEAT Leon. Now Amazon Alexa enabled.
Activated through multifunction steering wheel, compatible Android handset and Navi High system required.
Status report, Mr. Spock.
Captain, I'm picking up distress signals from the neutral zone.
We're getting numerous reports of a giant Borg armada armed with Thaleron radiation warheads headed straight for Earth.
What are your orders, Captain?
Well, Mr. Sulu, I don't really have an opinion on that.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I boldly go where no radio presenter has gone before. Exploring all the biggest news stories and seeking out intelligent conversation.
It's speech radio, Julia, but not as you know it.
Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's quarter to a time. Good afternoon. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio on a Tuesday. And before we go through the papers, with our diversity of the day, of course, there's a lot going on in the news. Home Secretary Amber Rudd is right now giving a statement in the House of Commons about findings in that Anderson report. That's the terror attacks report, of course. There is the on the front of one of the papers today. Well, it's The Sun. Meghan, my rift with Dad. She's had a rift with Dad, so they're coming that. The Daily Express, Arctic freeze to blast back. That's to do with an Arctic freeze that's going to blast back. And the rest of a lot of stuff about Brexit. There's all this stuff going on, and rail fares going up, which we'll be talking about after 2 o'clock. A lot going on. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Isn't it, Cornelius?
It is.
Yeah. So we're here to help.
And the rest.
Current affairs analysed via short-form oriental verse. Japanese poetry meets the news in haikus.
Freddie Mercury, film director, is sat, but the show must go on.
Yeah. The news in haikus. And so, to the newspapers of the day. Well, I've already hinted at the front of them, of course. But what's inside and around them? It's time for the paper review. Not just any old paper review, but a diversity paper review. Each day, a different diversity from the diversity club comes in here to look through them for us, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting today. Feddy is back. And remind us, Feddy, of your diversity, if you would.
I'm Italian.
That's right, which makes you a European...
Yes.
...migrant.
European migrant,
that's
indeed.
That's right. And you are, I noticed for the second time, I mean, wearing just an old blanket around yourself.
That's what happens when you transplant a southern European into a cold country.
Yeah.
Just bring a blanket around.
Just a blanket. Yeah, hand them out at the borders, don't they now? That's... So, Feddy, what have you looked at in the papers? What have you got?
So, today I looked at the front page of the Daily Mirror and also at page 8 of the Daily Mail. It's pretty much the same story.
Okay.
As you sort of hinted at during your brief front page review, the newspapers are looking at the fact that there is a lot of plastic in the water around the globe, which is a bad thing. And on page 8 of the Daily Mail, there is this little story about how Sadiq Khan has said that he'll install water fountains across the capital so that it will cut the waste of plastic bottles people carry around.
Yeah, that's I saw this, yes. And the idea then is people just don't go and buy water from shops in the plastic bottles, but go to a drinking fountain.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah.
I mean, that's not... I don't know. It doesn't strike me as a great move in terms of solving the problem. Because to stop people buying the plastic bottles, you kind of got to tackle it at source, haven't you? Because people still find the bottles more convenient than walking to a drinking
fountain. At the top of volcanoes where they source all the water.
Exactly, because it dribbles through the volcano, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mineral news! Down through the volcano, you're absolutely right. Do you think it's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. I do think that honestly, I hate carrying a water bottle around. So if there is a fountain I can go and drink, I'd much rather do that rather than carry a plastic bottle.
But what if the nearest fountain from here, you know, is... Because we're on the South Bank, it's behind the South Bank. But what if it's on the South Bank, which is a good 5-minute walk away, 6 minutes walk, something like that. That means you've got to go there.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to drink the water out of the tap in here.
No,
God, of course not. No, not in a million years. So you've either got to get a bottle... Or you've got to go out there to the water fountain, which is inconvenient in the day.
It is. Or maybe it's going to encourage people to buy some of reusable plastic bottles, not necessarily plastic, or also glass bottles like Boba bottles or however they're called.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be something that comes out of this. So you carry your own empty bottle that you can reuse and wash every day, and then you fill it up at the fountain that you find 5 minutes walk away.
Yeah. Maybe. Do we know how many fountains he's going to put across London?
It doesn't say, but he expects the number of fountains to be adequate and to help solve this issue.
Yeah. Are they going to be bog standard drinking fountains, or are we going to see novelty drinking fountains like the famous European one of the little boy
Oh, yeah, mannequin piss.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly that. So we're going to see a novelty of those? I mean, that would be interesting. Maybe sort of politicians urinating water into the bottles of passers-by.
That'd be interesting. I'm sure everybody would be encouraged to drink
yeah.
out of that.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, OK, it's a start. What's next?
Well, always talking about plastic, yet another newspaper. Page 21 of The Sun, there is an interesting story about how Marks & Spencer has been facing some criticism today, because apparently they've been selling apples in plastic containers.
Plastic tubes.
Have they?
Yeah.
What, like tennis balls? You only buy some tennis balls
exactly
in a plastic
like
tube.
That. Exactly
apples. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the idea behind this is that you could put that plastic container inside your car where you would normally put your drink. So the size is pretty much the same size of a tennis ball plastic container. So obviously people have not been particularly happy about this, because when have you seen anything like this happening before? And do we really need a plastic container for three apples?
No, we don't. And three apples in a car is too many apples.
Yeah, that's the worst excuse ever, which they've clearly come up with. Well, in my opinion, once they've gone, why is that in a tube? They've just got so it fits in your car drinks holder.
Yeah.
Because you know when you're driving along and you just need three apples.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
And you couldn't have them in a bag because they'd be rolling
that's
everywhere.
Right. And that's why Sadiq Khan is putting these apple fountains around the...
Yeah.
And they're like those machines that fire tennis balls for practice.
Yeah.
Like, so people, you just walk now around London... And now you get those, they've adapted those tennis ball firing machines to fire apples at people. For the same reason, cut down on plastic, just fire apples. Fire them. You can change the speed as well to, you know, get tourists with them. Like little weapons, like bullet apples. I can see why people are complaining. Mark Spencer, that's all they're going to capitulate to this? Are they going to stop doing it? Or are they just going, yeah. It's...
Well, at this stage, there is just... the fact that they've been receiving criticism.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure whether today they came up with some more information about how the thing is going to develop.
I see.
But obviously linked
to the plastic story.
To the plastic story that doesn't really look too well for them.
They haven't timed it very well, haven't they?
No.
But this isn't any plastic. This is Marks & Spencer's plastic.
It's fancy plastic.
Yeah. All right, okay, good. Anything else?
Well, I do have a really fun story, including pictures this time.
This will work well.
I'm going to describe them to the audience.
Excellent.
I'm looking at page 7 of the Times, and I see 4 photos of Mr. Putin.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always going to be a good story.
Yeah.
It's always going to be interesting to see Putin. So in one of those photos, he is cuddling with a cheetah. There you go. You guys can have a look at
yes,
it.
Yes, he's
well.
In a sort of...
Of canal for cheetahs, not quite. And in another shot, he's holding a gun, obviously. In yet another shot, he's fighting somebody at judo or taekwondo. Please, people, don't hate me. I don't know the difference between the two. And in another one, he's just looking, gazing at the horizon with really cool 90s style glasses.
Yes.
Why do we have these photos? It's because... Putin has his own calendar.
Yes, he does. Mm. Yes, him and Zoella. I mean, they're the... there's some controversy over this, because in the Russian media reported that the Putin calendar is a huge selling like hotcakes in Britain, except there's no evidence for that whatsoever, because it's not.
No, I've bought loads.
Yeah.
I've got them in a warehouse.
Yeah. You're like Arthur Daly.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah,
just stocking up those beautiful calendars. But apparently the Kremlin is really happy with this, because it's been saying that the calendar is a big success. And
it's not.
People are buying it.
They're not. I mean, someone analysed this, and they literally, even though the Kremlin is saying, no one's buying it. In fact, all of the big calendar companies in this country aren't stocking it at all. I think you can get it on Amazon, but it's hardly sold any copies at all. Because at the end of the day, you know, you were talking about sexy calendars not so long ago.
Yeah, last week.
And of course, Putin has his shirt off, making it a sexy calendar. But you're right, as you said, why do you want to feel sexy while doing admin?
Well,
you never know. And I like the way that Putin is cuddling a little cheetah in one picture, and the next one he's got a gun, somehow suggesting that cheetah is not going to make it to March.
When you said he was cuddling a cheetah... I thought you meant Donald Trump because of the US election.
Ooh.
Because of the Russia collusion.
Yeah.
Alleged.
That's good. That's great.
Thanks.
Good. Freddie, thank you so much for coming in. And reviewing the papers for us. Remind us again of your diversity, if you'd be so kind.
I'm a European migrant from Italy.
Exactly right. So there you have it. Soon to come on this programme, we will be talking about the rail ticket price rise that is making all of the headlines today. Explaining the complexity of all those tickets with a special episode of Thomas the Tank Engine. Work experience punditry today comes from Phil, who will be reviewing music for us. There's a big debate at three. We'll be helping someone with a Kickstarter idea and project by giving them a kick up the arse, inviting them on the radio to talk us through it. And we've got a game of Snowflake Buckaroo on the way before 4 o'clock. However, it is time at 3 minutes to news for today's headline hijack, a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. We would like you to supply it, please, just to confuse the people not really listening to this bit of the programme. They'll hear the news, they'll hear the lie, and they'll believe the lie because it's in the news. Cornelius, who sent it in today?
Natasha.
From?
Sheffield.
Natasha in Sheffield. You are today's headline hijacker. Congratulations. Victoria will say it with her mouth next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Sky TV customers, bring the magic of Sky Cinema home this Christmas for just £10 a month. Cozy up in front of your favourite classics, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes!
With over 1,000 movies on demand to watch whenever you want. And get a new premiere every day, like Kong Skull Island.
That's a big one.
So, that's Sky Cinema for just £10 a month. Search Sky Cinema. New 18-month contract. Further terms apply.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Emergency, which service please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At precisely 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, review concludes Manchester bombing could have been avoided. Rail fare rise biggest for 5 years, and the most popular tourist destination for European travellers is named.
Talk Radio.
A review into the handling of terror attacks in the UK has confirmed the Manchester Arena atrocity may have been avoided if MI5 handled some information differently. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has told MPs bomber Salman Abidi was a former subject of interest.
Across the attacks, including Manchester Arena, David Anderson notes that MI5 and CT policing got a great deal right. However, in relation to Manchester, he also commented that, quote, it is conceivable that the attack might have been averted had the cards fallen differently.
Meanwhile, the head of MI5 says a total of 9 terrorist attacks have been prevented in the UK in the past 12 months. The Director General of the service, Andrew Parker, updated Theresa May's top team on the terror situation earlier this morning. Labour has called yesterday's Brexit talks in Brussels an embarrassment. It's understood the Democratic Unionist Party hadn't seen the details of a deal about the Irish border. They weren't happy that Northern Ireland could get a different arrangement from the rest of the UK. The DUP's leader in the House of Commons is Nigel Dodds.
We will not allow any settlement to be agreed which causes the divergence politically or economically of Northern Ireland from the rest of the United Kingdom, because to do so would not only be politically damaging but would be economically catastrophic for everyone in Northern Ireland.
Rail fares across Britain will see their biggest rise in 5 years next month. They're going up by an average of 3.4%, which has been called a chillwind by one passenger group. The National Crime Agency says paedophiles are exploiting new technology such as live streaming apps to target children. It wants parents to keep an eye on what their kids are doing and to learn about the dangers. And London has been named the most popular tourist destination for European travellers. A report found the number of visitors to the capital this year has gone up by almost a quarter on 2016.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Now here is... Oh, you with the weather. It's you with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Oh, the weather.
How could you forget the weather?
I don't know.
It's mostly cloudy and dry. Rain later in northwest Scotland. Today's high, 11 degrees.
And now here's Toby Gillet. So cool because he has no arms. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillett. It's target route for Australia.
Joe's innings has played pretty well, so get his wicket in the morning, I think the game changes quite quickly.
The England captain is unbeaten on 67 after day 4 of the second Ashes test, as the tourists have just a sniff of an unlikely victory. They're on 176 for 4, chasing 354 to win. Australia coach David Saker, though, says he still believes they'll see off England's threat. Jose Mourinho says he'll pick a strong side, despite Manchester United being almost certain of qualifying for the knockouts in the Champions League. A point against CSKA Moscow would ensure top spot, only defeat by 7, and Basel defeating Benfica would see them knocked out. Celtic legend Stylian Petrov has told TalkSport he believes his old club could make a dent in the Europa League if they qualify. They're already out of the Champions League, but will be in Europe's second competition if they don't lose by 3 or more to Anderlecht tonight. Chelsea must beat Atletico Madrid at Stamford Bridge to be certain of topping their group. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, those who suffer from insomnia from next year could be entitled to statutory nap times while at work. Employers will have to provide a sleeping dormitory, and anyone who turns up to work sleepy will be allowed by law to take a half-hour nap in the afternoon just after lunch.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed, and thank you, Toby, for the sport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'll dream more.
is the best Christmas song ever.
When I dream tonight, I'll dream of you.
When the Thames froze. It's Smith and Burroughs. So another year draws to its close.
So tell everyone that there's hope.
An entire London slows.
Tell everyone.
Along with the rest of the country's train network due to seasonal engineering works. Three flakes of snow and a bit of frost, and it all comes to a halt, doesn't it? Of course, the only thing about the trains that doesn't freeze up at this time of year,
the next beats the last,
are the ticket prices. Carefully orchestrated to rise by record percentages at the exact same time that all the trains go breasts up due to the weather. It's almost like the train companies hate us. 3.4% from the 2nd of January. That's the average increase, the biggest since 2013. It comes as season tickets, peak, off-peak, more or less all tickets, in fact, are to be raised in price. The private train companies laughing all the way to the bank, say the RMT this morning. Whereas the boss of the rail delivery group, who bring together all those private companies into one despicable pot of money-grabbing gits, claims that 97% of the money is going back to improving the railway itself, which must be true, because we've all seen a 97% increase, haven't we, in trains and services since the last record price hike 15 years ago. It's not good enough, is it?
There's nothing left to say. The years go by so fast. Let's hope the next beats the last.
On the line is Cam Gill. Cam Gill is the Public Services Policy Officer for the TUC. Good afternoon, Cam.
Good afternoon.
So, is it a good afternoon? That's the question, I suppose, isn't it? Because it doesn't seem like one for commuters.
Well, it won't seem like one for anyone who's got to rely on trains to get to work, that's true. Yet another year running, we've seen rail fare increases drastically outstrip wages. This is a trend that looks only likely to get worse. Doesn't look like wages are about to head north in any sort of significant direction anytime soon, and it seems like rail fares are going to keep creaking up if we allow this inefficient system to continue.
They do, though, don't they? I mean, this is the thing. It happens every January, and I spend the rest of the year staring, because I get the train in every day, I spend the rest of the year staring at the machine, you know, putting in my usual ticket, and the price comes up, and I just go in, you know, and I know this from the 3rd of January onwards every year, going, well, it's just gone up and it'll go up again in a year, that figure will change, you know. And since I've been getting the train to London, it's more than doubled in you know, 10, 15 years. I mean, more than doubled on the route, I
take. Absolutely. I mean, we don't have 2017 wage figures yet, because obviously those take a little while to come in, but latest figures is something like 2.5 times the speed of wages, which is just unsustainable.
Yeah.
And it's not even just... it's not even just wages, although fares versus wages is a serious issue. Only last week we saw the Virgin East Coast have been allowed to break their contract early, which means that that's billions of pounds that should be coming to the Exchequer that we've lost now. And I think these are the kind of scandals you're going to continue to see until we develop an integrated system under public ownership, which would allow us to reinvest these kind of fare increases into better services and ultimately bring down prices.
Well, I mean, the Rail Delivery Group have said, of course, while they've admitted that this latest price rise is high, or the one that's going to come in the new year, they've said that 97% of the money goes back into the trains, into improving the trains. That's the figure. 97% of that money, that's what they say. So, in their words, they're already doing it.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that we're seeing 97%, we're not seeing a sort of improvement in service commensurate with that level. And I think the other point to raise is that we would not need that the level of investment that is required now is a result of years of massive underinvestment under a privatized system. So I think this, the point still remains that if we had an integrated and a public-owned system, we would rapidly start to see more improvements for our money, and I think we would see prices come down.
Now, I'm the first to agree with you on a lot of this, simply because I'm a rail user every single day, so I kind of know what it's like. And you're absolutely right. I've not noticed a 97% increase in anything. If anything, the service gets a little bit worse. But I wonder, would it be any better under public ownership? And I know that's a Labour idea, part of the policy, part of the manifesto, and all that stuff. But it wasn't that great when the last time it was under public ownership, was it? Because that was British Rail, and that was pretty appalling and the butt of jokes at the time as well.
Well, I mean, we're not arguing to return to British Rail in the 80s, but how about we go to France or Germany or Belgium now, where trains are pretty pleasant and prices are massively cheaper? You know, there are lots of examples of publicly owned rail where it's cheap and it's reliable. You don't even have to look abroad. Look at the East Coast line between 2009 and 2015 when it was reliable and it was publicly owned.
Yes, it was. But what happened then in the 80s? What would be the difference? If we did go back to that, not overnight, but, assuming we could, what would be the difference? Why? Because presumably a lot of the same people would be kept on working there, but what would make it better particularly for the commuter? Not so much the money for the exchequer, but for the commuter. What would make it better?
Well, I mean, I guess there's two points. So the first is that you would have a more integrated system so that you could have sort of better foresight, better planning and maintenance rather than the system we have at the moment where you've got a separation between track and train, as it were. But at the same time, there wouldn't be a profit motive so that you would have all of your decisions on maintenance would be based purely on safety and on what was best for the passenger. You would also have a greater degree of reinvestment in rail fares into upkeep, which would reduce costs overall, I think. And I think I would also question this divide between what's good for sort of the exchequer and what's good for passengers, because I think if the exchequer loses billions of pounds on a contract, and this is the second time just in the last 10 years this has happened, by the way, if the exchequer loses billions of pounds on a contract, none of that is going to go to be reinvested to improve the train service for passengers.
Hmm. Well, what about other publicly funded bodies? Because it's all very well saying that it would be better for passengers because the money, it's not about profit. But then we look at something like the NHS, which is, a public body, and that's, not done for profit, theoretically. But the service to, a lot of the time, is to the people who use it, isn't that great? It's the money's not there. Whatever, would it not be the same on the trains?
Well, I mean, firstly, compared to somewhere like America, actually the health outcomes you get from the NHS per spend are pretty good. You're right that service has suffered at the moment, but that's a result of political decisions that have cut funding. And I'm not sure that privatising, say, the NHS, to give you a counterexample, would improve that at all. Mm. Because I think you'd have the same sort of problems that we see in other privatised services where there is a necessity to pay shareholders, and so that diverts funds. So I think the example of public ownership is that broadly it does improve quality for service users and for people who work. And
would it be the case, though, that once you go back to the public funding of the rail services, would it not be the case that, like with the NHS, the government would just go, oh, we are cutting the public funding of this now and diverting it elsewhere, like with the NHS? So it becomes politicised again. And thus, the commuter down the line, pardon the pun, isn't gonna benefit because that money will be siphoned off elsewhere, just like with the NHS.
Well, I'm not sure that I agree with you. Firstly, that will be a political decision, so that will be one that the government will be susceptible to democratic pressure on. Which I think, for something like the NHS and something like you've seen how much governments panic when the NHS really starts to suffer. And for something like the railways, which is such an important part of our economy and for people's daily lives, I think you'd find that pressure would limit the scope for government to just decide to cut funding completely. But I also argue that, at the moment, train companies often just decide not to invest, and there's no democratic pressure that can be applied there because they're not democratically accountable organisations.
Yeah, and in terms of what this means at the moment, though, because we're not going to see them return any time soon. Anyway, return to public ownership. So in the meantime, we are stuck, I suppose, with these annual price hikes with tickets. I mean, the quote, wasn't it, that this was the DOT, Department of Transport, earlier in the year, said that regulated rail fares are capped in line with inflation. But the one that's coming in January is above inflation.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, the other interesting thing is government chops and changes, doesn't it? So they insist on using CPI for a lot of their measures, but they allow RPI for RPI inflation, which is always a higher figure, for rail fare increases, which I think is interesting. You're right. At the moment, it doesn't look like we're going to get a break on this unfortunate trend. And if you're asking what you think we can do about it, we can certainly apply greater pressure to government to reconsider their commitment to these privatised system. We can certainly insist that we don't get any more scandals like Virgin being allowed to skip out on billions of pounds, because those costs will be passed on to the train users. And the other thing we need is eventually we're going to need action on to drive up wages, because even in line with inflation is vastly outstripping wages, and we really need some action there as well.
Yeah, I think rail fares, I think the figure's 32% rise in 8 years, wages 16%, so it's half, right, isn't it? Yeah. Cam, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Cam Gill there, Public Service Policy Officer for the TUC. On the news today that your rail fare, should you use the trains, will be going up more than inflation in January, as it always does. So you will be paying a lot more money, and rail fares have increased twice as much as wages since 2010. There it is. All right, we'll be talking trains a little later on, bringing you a detailed analysis, because it is quite complex, as you'll sort of discovered if you're looking into this, to do with these RPIs and APIs and so on and so forth. It's all quite complex. So later on, we will be analysing it and simplifying it for you, of course. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. You can get in touch, 87222. Start your message with the word talk, at Talk Radio on Twitter. Or you can call us 03444444444. Traffic and travel on the way.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 03444991000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The James Whale Show. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free-trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Izzy?
Mark, hi.
They want 1,000 of the red dress, 50 now, with pictures.
That's wonderful, but not sure I've got 50 in stock. I'll get Cara on conference. Mark?
Yeah?
We've got them. Uploading the pictures now. You got your tablet?
Yeah, looking now. Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles and tablets to improve customer service. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job. Easy to manage candidates. Easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Buckinghamshire, the M40 is queuing northbound between Junction 1A for the M25 and Junction 2 at Beaconsfield. Long delays there because of an accident and a fuel spillage. In Lincolnshire, the A15 at Thirlby is partly blocked by an accident just by the junction with the High Street. In South Yorkshire, it's heavy on the M1 northbound towards Junction 34 at Meadowhall because a car's broken down. And in Manchester, the M67 is crawling westbound from Junction 1 at Denton up towards the M60 because of an accident. I'm Alan Joyce.
Joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio. Yes. Yes, it is. Still to come, a game of Snowflake Buckaroo, in which we've replaced the donkey in a game of Buckaroo, you know, the little plastic donkey, taken that out of the equation, replaced it with a millennial. And instead of tools hanged on the donkey, it's trigger phrases. Hang too many on, the millennial runs to its safe space. Snowflake Buckaroo, later, if you'd like a go on it, here's how to get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can call us on a telephone, 0344 499 1000. Start your message with the word hello, Chloe, because she's the one who will answer the telephone should you call it now. And you could come on the radio and have a go at Snowflake Buckaroo. Now, the trains. We were talking about the trains before the break, of course, with Jem there from the Cam from the TUC, who was sort of talking us through the implication of the fare rise and how unfair it is, ironically, given that they're called fares and they're unfair.
Yes, but when you look at it, it's actually spelt differently.
Yeah, well, and he was saying how they've increased at twice the rate of people's wages, which, of course, is are going to throw many people into disarray next year in terms of commutes and stuff, the 5K commuter belt, they're calling it. Anyway, all of that nationwide. But it's complex, as we've discussed, because there's the whole argument about whether you keep them privatised, as happened under Thatcher and Major and subsequent governments, or whether you go back to a nationalised rail, which is what Corbyn has said he wants, but of course didn't really work so well in the 70s and 80s, given the state of British Rail and the butt of how many jokes that was at the time. It was seen that privatisation was a better thing, but in fact, is it when all the profits go instead to these fat cat companies instead of being ploughed back into the railways themselves? But then, of course, there's the argument about whether or not the public funding would even go there, or whether the government was siphoning it off to go somewhere. Anyway, it's complex.
I can't get my head around it.
No, you don't have to say that here. Instead, what we bring you is a specially commissioned bespoke episode of everybody's favourite train, Thomas the Tank Engine, but because it's trying to solve a problem, it's Thomas the Think Tank Engine.
One day at the station, Thomas the Tank Engine was talking to Percy and Toby. "Did you hear a man called Jeremy wants to nationalise us?" said Percy. "What? In a Nigel Farage type of way? Questioned Thomas. No, replied Percy. He believes that rail transport assets should be bought into public ownership. Why is that? Replied Thomas. Well, Thomas, currently we are privately owned by companies, and at the top of each company is the Fat Controller. Each year they take a healthy profit from train fares. However, we're always running late and we're plagued by problems such as industrial action, cancelled and overcrowded services, and growing calls for political action, said Percy, rather long-windedly. But surely this allows for healthy competition within the industry, making companies compete to provide the best service for the public, Thomas exclaimed. Toby interrupted. Well, you just have to look at what a disaster Southern Rail has been over the past couple of years. And you want to talk about competition? The contracts with these companies are too long to provide any real sense of competition. Percy added, their affairs going up and up, and regularly these private companies are failing to deliver on promises of improved services. The Fat Controller then walked onto the platform.
Oh, here we go again, a load of bloody liberals thinking we can solve the world's problems with Jeremy bloody Corbyn.
I'm sorry, Fat Controller, but the fragmentation of the cost of maintaining tracks is costing the taxpayer huge sums, and whilst this is happening, all the profits from the fares are lining your greedy pockets, you fat git, Percy insulted. Toby said, I think the trains should be run like the NHS. The Fat Controller said, that's balderdash! I read in the Daily Mail that if that were to happen, the trains would be full of MRSA! Thomas then said, I have to go now. I'm 18 minutes late for the 08:45 Southern service to Brighton, and puffed on his way, ready to be stuffed full of commuters who were unhappy to hear that the rail fares are increasing at twice the level of inflation.
What I liked about that episode of Thomas,
I know what you're going to say,
of Thomas the Tank Engine, was that the tank engines were started off being slightly from Liverpool, mm-hmm. and then sort of travelled all over the place, which is what you'd expect of a train.
Well, exactly.
I didn't know Ringo Starr was from Leeds, but
who said I was doing Ringo Starr?
Well, you did when you went and said I'm just going to go out there, and I said you can do the voice of Ringo Starr, and you went yeah. But then you didn't.
No, I changed my mind sort of after the recording process.
Yeah. As to what it was.
Yeah.
But I think the point was there.
Yeah.
So that's fair enough. I think that, you know, that did help to clarify what is going on with the argument between privatising and renationalising the railways. Interesting mentions of the Fat Controller you had in there as well, given today's news story about fat nurses. Have you seen this?
Yeah, they're fatter than ever.
The nurses, and you mentioned the NHS, the nurses are fat. We've got fat nurses. And people are saying, well, why is that? That should they be fat, the nurses? Because surely that's sending the wrong message, isn't it, into the NHS, the obesity crisis and so on and so forth. So, and also, I thought nurses, what they should do is step away from the food banks.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously what's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because we hear all
these stories. Too many withdrawals.
Exactly. We hear all the stories about nurses going to food banks because they have to.
Mm.
But they're staying there too long, aren't they?
Yeah. How often are they going there?
Yeah. I mean, they're not leaving there. They're just sitting in there and just intravene. They've rigged up some intravenous thing to just intravenously put pies into themselves, these nurses. That's why they're fat. So step away. You can't have it both ways, can you? You can't be going to food banks and being fat.
No.
No. Have I got this story right?
I think so.
I think that's exactly what's going on.
That sounds like a reasonable opinion.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Sure, everyone agree with that.
All I'm doing, you see, is trying to be controversial on the talk radio. Because I've realised this sort of stuff works for James Whale and whoever else, right? Julia Hartley Brewer, doesn't it?
Mm.
So to have a controversial opinion. So if I have one, we might get the same amount of listeners that Julia's got.
Maybe.
Yeah, so if I just say bad things like that, like, you know, like nurses are fat because they eat other nurses and that's why there's a nursing shortage.
Or if there's so many fat nurses, why don't we use some of them as beds?
Yeah.
Because hospitals need extra beds.
That's right. Just push a fat nurse over. He or she won't be able to get up again. Oh, and anyway, nurses are women because a female nurse is a doctor. Is this working? I think this is getting the controversial opinions out there. Push the fat nurse over. Push your patient on top. Fat nurse can't get up anyway. Extra bed. Line the corridors with them. That's what I say. And also, the hospital food's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
get enough.
Exactly. So have a bite.
The nurses are sneaking some of it exactly. Probably on the way to the beds.
Exactly right. Have a bite on a fat nurse. I think this is going terribly well. I think I'm going to get all of Julius' listeners for this. Close all the hospitals. Is that... Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, they're all stuffed full of nurses anyway.
Yeah, you can't get any patients in. That's why you can't get any patients in, because the fat nurses are blocking the doors. That's why.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
You've only been on air an hour and a half, and you've already solved Brexit crisis and the NHS crisis.
Thank you, Victoria.
Welcome.
Thank you. Exactly, that's what we're here for. Well, you've just heard her. She's here. In the next half an hour, we'll be reviewing some new music for you. But here is Victoria with the very latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Good afternoon. It's emerged this year's Manchester Arena bombing might have been avoided if security services had handled some intelligence about the man responsible differently. The conclusion's part of an official report into the run-ups of four terror attacks in the UK this year. Salman Abidi had twice been a subject of interest on MI5 list before killing 22 people in May. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has been updating MPs in the Commons.
Plots are developing more quickly from radicalisation to attack. And threats are becoming harder to detect, partly due to the challenge of accessing communications that are increasingly end-to-end encrypted.
The Brexit Secretary insists no part of the UK will be left behind after reports Northern Ireland was going to get a special deal. David Davies has been speaking in Parliament for the first time since a meeting in Brussels ended with no agreement yesterday. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says it wouldn't be fair to offer a different arrangement to just one part of the country.
The worst of all possible worlds for Scotland is to find ourselves outside of the single market with Northern Ireland in any way effectively still in. That would be a double disadvantage for Scotland in terms of jobs and investment, and it simply would not be acceptable.
Travelling by train in Great Britain will cost an average of 3.4% more from next month. One union says private train companies are laughing all the way to the bank. The European Union has put 17 countries around the world on a list of those it thinks are guilty of unfairly offering tax avoidance schemes. Another 47 are being watched, but the EU hasn't yet published a full list. And England's cricketers have given themselves a chance of an unlikely victory going into the final day of the second Ashes test with Australia. They are chasing a target of 354 to win in Adelaide. The weather, mostly cloudy and dry, but some rain in the west. Today's high is 10 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And Victoria will also be back in 1 hour's time with today's bonus news. The news bulletins, what, 2 minutes? 2 minutes or thereabouts.
Yes.
That's not long enough.
The best 2 minutes of your show,
well,
probably.
You're absolutely right. But that's beside the point. The point is, 2 minutes is not long enough to cover everything off. You have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
So what we do at 3:30 is bring you bonus news, mm-hmm. animal, vegetable or mineral. That covers everything.
It does.
Apart from fungus, which is none of those things. But let's not dwell on that. So today's turn, mineral news. So you'll be reporting on everything that's happening in the world of minerals, I understand, in 1 hour's time.
I will be.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Neither can we all. Thank you, Victoria. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Work experience, punditry on the way. A week's worth of new music rammed in the gaps where the adverts and travel aren't.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know the old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved? Well, a show shared is a show improved when it comes to the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, but now with Carol Malone, you lucky people, broadcaster and tip-top Fleet Street columnist, joining us every weekday morning, so be there from 6 on Talk Radio. A double dollop of trouble.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio, yes. It's a Tuesday, yes. It's the thing of December, yeah. Christmas is a-coming, and the goose is getting fat. Please put some new music reviews in the old man's hat. That's how the saying goes. And that's exactly what we're doing now, except there isn't an old man nor a hat. But there are music reviews. And they come courtesy of our work experience, because that's what we do with our work experience. We don't put them in the office. Well, we do put them in the office. We don't force them to... Well, we do force them to do the photocopy. They do all the things that work experiences do, but they get a little extra treat. In the real world of work, we give them some experience. To wit, smashing them in front of a microphone and saying, now review stuff. Phil's here. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Philip. Good to be back.
Yes, good to have you back. So you've got a bushier beard since last I saw you.
Yeah, I've been working on it. I think it's come out better than I expected.
Mm. You've gone... It's a little hipster, isn't it? It's gone.
You think?
I think it's gone a bit square in a hipster style.
I promise I haven't styled it like that.
What
it's
do
just
you
how
do
it comes
to
out.
Get it so nice?
I oil it.
Do
I
you?
Put beard oil in.
Maybe
yeah.
I should oil mine.
You don't have a beard because you're not old enough to grow one.
No, look.
That's not a beard, Connie, is.
What is it?
Some soup you haven't washed off your chin from earlier. Anyway, you've got music. What are we going to start with, Phil?
Are we going to start with you too?
Ah, so the latest new...
Oh, us two. We haven't sung a song.
We've got a Christmas song out.
No.
Last Christmas, no. I gave you...
It's rubbish.
All right. Well, the U2 album came out last Friday.
Yeah, it was Songs of Experience.
Mm.
Companion piece to Songs of Innocence, which was the one that everyone had on their iTunes, forced to have on their iTunes.
Nobody wanted.
No one had a choice.
Yeah.
This one, it's a little bit better, I'll say that. It's thematically meant to be a collection of letters written by Bono to people and places close to his heart.
Like the HMRC, that's like.
Well, sort of... maybe in some sort of subtext in there.
All right.
It's interesting because I've been reading some reviews of it, and a lot of critics have called it a return to form. And it's just form, isn't it? It's U2.
You're right. What form? Because U2 have gone through a series of... Now, I'd say U2's peak form...
Uh-huh.
Was probably Joshua Tree, Rattle and Hum era.
I would agree.
After that, Axung Baby, just about, but then not really. So what form are we talking about?
It's sort of this, like, late stage, everything's very wishy-washy, all our lyrics are the same sort of faux poetic spiritual, but they still don't really mean anything.
Is it rocky? Is it a rocky?
It's a bit rockier, yeah.
Because Vertigo, that was probably the last good U2 song, wasn't it?
It's not that rocky.
Oh.
It's very middle of the road. It's very Coldplay, actually. I'll say that.
All right.
Everything's very Coldplay nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're all doing that.
Yeah. Maybe Coldplay were very U2 and then U2. I don't know. There's a whole... chain of connection.
What
there,
track do we have to listen to?
We have Get Out of Your Own Way.
That came out, that could have been taken either way, couldn't it? What track do we have to listen to? Or what track do we have to listen to? Depending on how you'd say. Anyway, alright, well, here's a bit of new U2. I hope the whole album's recorded in slightly better quality than that. That sounded...
I think it gets better, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sounded like Bono's just sort of sung it into his phone and emailed it to himself as an MP3, doesn't it? But, okay, so were you a U2 fan then back at that time?
Well,
you're not old enough, but, you know, it was that, as you said, the Joshua Tree kind of...
Well, yeah, I listened to the Joshua Tree. Love that. That's my favourite of their albums, and it's not that. They haven't got back to that stage.
Yeah.
But... It's good if you're into the whole stadium rock, power ballad, U2 singing about refugees but not really.
Yeah,
it's good. Then that's the album for you.
Right. I mean, I haven't got it yet. I'm a U2 fan. It's fair to be
fair enough
to say. But again, like I said, of a certain era, I'll put up with a lot of stuff. Not there was that one they did about some boots that was rubbish.
I don't
get
know
on your
one.
Boots.
That was dreadful, wasn't it? But you know, early U2, of course, you know, all the sort of classic U2 stuff, absolutely fine. But
absolutely, yeah.
Have you ever seen them live?
Many times. Yeah,
I saw them play the roof of Radio 2, the BBC Radio 2. They played a surprise gig on the roof.
I saw that as well.
And everyone kept calling on them to weirdly play a Van Halen song.
Yeah.
So weird, yeah. All just the as soon as Bono came on.
Yeah. All the Pointer Sisters. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jump.
Yeah.
Everyone shouted jump.
Yeah, Pointer Sisters did that as well. So yeah, it's a joke I was making.
Ah.
Anyway, so at least, as you rightly said, we can choose this. We don't have to download this. Get this one downloaded for us.
So if anything, it's better. It's better than the previous one.
Yeah.
It's a fairly solid album all the way through.
And Bono's better now, isn't he? Because you remember back when the last album came out, just around that time, he also downloaded himself into the pavement when he fell off his bike.
Yeah. It was a pretty serious accident, wasn't it?
Yeah. But he's all right now.
He's fine now.
Yeah, but he explains why he couldn't fill in his tax form. He broke his arm, didn't he? He couldn't get the signature on it. All right, well, what we're going to take traffic and travel, of course. What are we coming back with, Phil?
We're coming back with something from Miguel, the sexy R&B singer.
If you say so.
I do.
Okay. Good. All right, that's on the way. It's New Music Reviews with our work experience, Phil, on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Emergency, which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techno-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
I'm sorry. For always using your toothbrush when I couldn't find mine. For replacing your deodorant with shaving foam. And for joining in your first dance. I haven't been a perfect little brother. But this Christmas, I'm sending you a vinyl of hits from 83. So now you can say something good came out of the year I was born. At the post office, it's never just post. Find out more at postoffice.co.uk.
How does NCS make me feel?
When I see Mum and Dad's faces as I tell them I'm cooking tonight, it's like, yes!
When I perform CPR and save that man's life, who cares if he's plastic? It's like, oh yeah!
When I realise I'm not scared of heights, I love them. It's like, woohoo!
In a word, NCS makes me feel unstoppable. Search NCS to find out more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, the M3 is stop-start southbound between junctions 10 and 11 through Winchester because of a vehicle fire, so the inside lane's been closed. Two lanes are closed on the M40 northbound in Buckinghamshire after an accident and a fuel spillage between junction 1A for the M25 and junction 2 at Beaconsfield. In Warwickshire, the M42 is queuing northbound between junctions 7 and 8 towards the M6. Two of the three lanes are closed after a vehicle fire. And in Manchester, the M67 is queuing westbound towards the M60 after an accident. I'm Alan Joyce.
Izzy?
Mark, hi.
They want 1,000 of the red dress, 50 now, with pictures.
That's wonderful, but not sure I got 50 in stock. I'll get Carr on conference. Mark?
Yeah?
We've got them. Uploading the pictures now. You got your tablet?
Yeah, looking now. Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles and tablets to improve customer service. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. I don't know why I'm singing that. It's because it's the music.
Sounds like Yellow Submarine.
We are Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Hey.
In the afternoons.
Hey.
In the afternoons. We're Talk. It's coming up to 1:45 a time. We are doing a music review, as you can just tell from that little burst of song there. Before we get back to it, however, there's a lot of news going on, not least Brexit. The DUP, of course, of DUP. Yeah, they've cocked DUP. The Brexit deal, it seems, doesn't it? They've taken the DUP and gone F-U-T. Theresa May, and rather got antsy about the whole deal between the single market and the Irish border. That's going on. Of course, rail fares as well, we've been talking about. They are going to go up a record amount, a record for 5 years. They haven't gone up 3.4%. It's double the rate that wages are going up. There's a lot going on. There's an Arctic freeze. Storm Caroline's on the way. Storm Caroline! And so it's all very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around
Don't
it.
Don't you worry, we're here to help. And how do we help? Not with song, but with poetry. Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Rail fares to increase. That makes sense, because aren't trains so much nicer now?
Yeah. You can see where the money's going.
Yeah.
The news! In haikus! Phil's here. Phil's our work experience. He's been reviewing new music, or at least he's about to be. We've already talked about U2. Their latest album came out, whether you like it or not, last Friday. And if you like that kind of thing, then you'll like the kind of thing that it is. That's what we've established. But we move on. We move on to
Miguel.
And what kind of beer would this review be if there wasn't any Miguel in it?
San Miguel.
Thank you. You're welcome. Right, tell me about Miguel.
Miguel. He's this, I described him as a sexy R&B rocker, and I stand by that.
All right.
He's very much in the Prince, Jimi Hendrix sort of vein. And he's produced this incredibly solid album with this real upbeat, funky production. And this psychedelic influence as well, which is really interesting to hear. You've got these wailing, reverby guitars alongside these... His singing is very strong.
Yeah.
And his themes that he's singing about. It's odd. They vary between these violent sexual metaphors. I want to say there's a lot of guns as sex.
Yes.
Which is a little bit weird. And then there's this sort of utopian optimism. It's great. It's a real interesting album.
What's interesting about you bringing that up there is because of the world and how it is at the moment with people taking offence at the slightest thing. And I'm talking about you.
Yeah, me.
Millennials.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. Because that is a thing, isn't it? The offence is taken at the slightest thing. Yet, it hasn't quite crept into music yet, because a lot of music is still misogynistic and could be construed as being, you just say violent imagery where, you know, guns are used as sexual tool. But outside of music, it's kind of, that is becoming very frowned upon. So why is it about the music? Why is it about music context that sort of makes it acceptable, whereas
maybe it's just easier to hear something sung than. Than said, maybe. When you hear it sung, you accept it a bit more. But when it's said, you're like, hang on, one bloody second.
Yeah. Well, should we have a listen to it?
Absolutely. This is Banana Clip from Miguel.
All right. Here it is. Banana Clip on my love for you. Let it ring like that. I guess I'm sure they have no one. Stay down. Wait down. banana clip.
Banana clip, yeah. Banana clip.
What's a banana clip? So you used to clip a bunch of bananas together? Because I'd argue that they've got their own built-in organic
clip.
Yeah,
that's bad for the environment. That's like putting apples in a tube.
Yeah, that Marks and Spencer are doing.
Maybe it just... If they come separated, you clip them back together so that they don't... So you keep all your bananas together.
No, I guess you could use a bulldog clip, which you could reuse.
Maybe after you let go of your bulldogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a bulldog clip is used to clip bulldogs together. Mm. Obviously. Whereas a banana clip, as you rightly say.
I assume it's some kind of metaphor.
Well, isn't a banana clip the gun?
Yeah. It's as in like a clip, an ammunition clip.
Yeah. And it's the curvy one that goes into the bottom of an AK-47, isn't it?
That's what it's called.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a terrorist. But I think that's correct. I think it's because it's curved.
That's exactly the type of thing a terrorist would say, John.
Actually, you're right. But no, in that case, a friend told me that it's called a banana clip that goes into the...
A terrorist friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you friends with terrorists?
Well, keep your enemies close. Oh, no, friend. Never mind. So, he's singing about guns.
He's singing about
guns. Glorifying guns.
It's part of like American urban gun culture, isn't it? And Americans love their guns.
Yeah.
So it's especially in America, it's not seen as offensive in the same way that it might be here.
Mm. Maybe it's a gun that fires bananas, because earlier we were talking about firing apples from one of those tennis training machines that fires tennis balls at you. You could replace them with apples. I think Marks and Spencer's are bringing one of those in.
For when you come into the store and...
Yeah, it's like the same idea of Sadiq Khan's water fountains around London that he's going to bring in to enable water to cut down on plastic. Well, I think they're going to just fire apples at you. But it could be a gun that fires bananas, which would be
Healthy, would be fun.
Those fat nurses we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, the bumper clots.
Yeah. If you fire bananas at a fat nurse... That would encourage them to eat bananas.
Mm, or run away.
Yeah.
Which, again, still good.
Exercise.
Mm.
Fat nurses in the news today. So, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
That's interesting. I thought it was great. I think it's very cool, very, very tight production.
Yeah.
I guess that's just... unsolvable differences between us.
Yeah, and that's the point, isn't it? That's how opinion works. what are we going to talk about next?
Charlotte Gainsbourg has released a new album last week. This is Charlotte Gainsbourg, the actress from all the Lars von Trier films.
Yeah.
Nymphomaniac, a couple others. Who's also a singer, as it turns out. Daughter of Serge Gainsbourg. Yeah. And released an album that is about grieving.
Okay.
And it's very upbeat and funky. Would you believe it?
I thought, I could see you want an album about those themes to be, in a way.
Yeah.
Because music lifts you out of that kind of thing. That's the point, isn't it? Mm. Shall we have a listen?
Absolutely. This is...
That's a silly name for a song.
Deadly... Oh, dear. Thank you. Deadly Valentine from that album.
Deadly Valentine from that album.
Oh, good.
Yeah. There's so much effect on her voice there. You can't hear what she's saying.
It's breathy.
Yeah, it's just like, how is it?
But she's doing it really, like, really well.
Mm. You can't understand what she's saying, though.
But it sounds great.
She could be singing anything.
She'll be singing about banana clips, for all we know.
Yeah.
I quite liked it.
Yeah, it's good. The whole album's great. It's got all these French... electronic influences. Daft Punk have helped produce a couple of the songs,
okay,
which definitely elevates it. The whole record start to finish is very strong thematically, although a lot of it is in French. So hard for the English listener to understand immediately.
Yeah.
But there's enough like funkiness.
Okay.
And listening pleasure to keep you hooked.
All right. Well, look, we're running out of time, so let's squeeze the last track in.
The last track is from the band Howard Hello with their new album Election Year. This is the track MCD. Let's hear it.
The only thing that works, the only thing that can fight and win against a kind of holocracy, a hypocrisy, the only way to stop it, the massive disobedience, massive disobedience. The only thing that works, the only thing that can fight and win against an oligopoly, a monopoly, a masquerade duopoly, is the Civil disobedience, mass.
I'm not sure about this.
I just thought I'd play you something a bit weirder.
It is weird.
It's by a robot. It's by a robot, yeah.
This is the first case of a robot taking over a human in the singing.
It's one of those sex robots that's got ideas above its station. That's what that is.
With the mass civil disobedience.
Yeah.
That was the refrain. I like this album a lot. It's an American band that have come back after 10 years to release this political-ish album. Obviously quite a bit political with this call for mass civil disobedience.
Yeah.
Which I love the style. I think it's really cool. It's not for everyone, obviously. But the rest of the album, it's actually a little bit more normal than this. You get these beautiful string sections, beautiful piano sections. I really recommend it.
Oh, who are they called again?
Howard Hello.
Howard Hello.
Which is kind of the name a robot might pick if they were trying to
assimilate
a human name.
Exactly. Into our world. Well, from Howard Hello to Phil, bye. Because that's Work Experience Punditry with Phil, the Work Experience. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Right. After the news at 3 o'clock, it's the big debate. Of course, the big debate at three. We will then be helping a Kickstarter, somebody with a hope and a dream of a idea they've had. Then they want to beg for the public coin, don't they? That's how Kickstarters work. We'll be inviting them on the radio to talk about that and a game of Snowflake Buckaroo in the last hour of the programme. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Countdown to your most switched on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatic's, a Verizon company.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Emergency, which service please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
John Lewis, we'll help you find the perfect gift this Christmas. Our expert partners are always on hand with thoughtful tips and advice, whether you're searching for that special gift or just a little stocking filler. Plus, until Sunday, you can earn double points when you spend on your partnership card, so thoughtful gifts for them can mean a well-deserved treat for you. Terms and conditions apply. Partnership card representative 18.9% APR variable. Credit subject to status. You must be over 18 to apply. John Lewis Financial Services Limited. Points convert to vouchers. Minimum spend applies.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just gone three, it is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Manchester Arena attack could have been stopped. Labour calls Brexit talks embarrassing and council workers offered a pay deal.
Talk Radio.
MI5 was actively investigating the ringleader of the London Bridge atrocity at the time of the killings. A review into four attacks in the UK earlier this year has revealed three of those who carried them out had at some point been on authorities' radar. It's also concluded the Manchester bomber might have been stopped had the cards fallen differently. Home Secretary Amber Rudd told MPs what that means.
In early 2017, MI5 nonetheless received intelligence on him, which was assessed as not being related to terrorism. In retrospect, the intelligence can be seen to be highly relevant.
The Democratic Unionist Party says it won't accept any Brexit deal that means Northern Ireland gets a different arrangement from the rest of the UK. It insists it didn't see an agreement on the Irish border until late yesterday morning before the whole package collapsed in Brussels. It fell apart when Theresa May's partners in government expressed their concerns. Labour's Keir Starmer has called the whole thing embarrassing.
What signal does that send to the EU about the Prime Minister's ability to deliver Brexit? Yesterday confirmed what we already knew. The DUP tail is wagging the Tory dog.
Rail passengers will be faced with the biggest average fare increase in 5 years next month. The industry body says prices across Britain will go up by 3.4% on the 2nd of January. Investigators are warning that live streaming is increasingly being used to groom, blackmail and abuse children. Nearly 200 suspected paedophiles were arrested in just 1 week in October in the UK. And more than a million council workers have been offered a two-year pay deal worth 2% annually. It'll apply to employees in England, Wales and Northern Ireland who aren't chief executives or senior officers.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with some news. Back in half an hour with today's bonus news, which is, of course, mineral news. If it's happening in the world of minerals, not animals today, not vegetables, but minerals, then you will hear about it in about 27 minutes' time. Before that, though, I mean, there's some weather. I mean, the weather. Weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
National weather.
It's mostly cloudy and dry, but some rain in the west. Today's high degrees is 10.
Thank you very much. Always end on a high. And now here's Toby Gillet, like a gilet, because he's got no arms, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. James Anderson says he doesn't mind who does the damage as long as England find a way to win the second Ashes test in Adelaide. The bowler took his first fiver in the country on day four as the tourists gave themselves hope of victory, chasing a record 354. They'll resume on 176 for four tomorrow.
Obviously, I've been here a few times and not got a fiver, so I've probably got the pink ball and the floodlights to thank as well.
Jose Mourinho insists he's taking nothing for granted as Manchester United host CSKA Moscow in their final Champions League group game tonight. It would take a 7-goal defeat and other results to go against them to be knocked out, but the Portuguese says he'll select a strong side. Celtic must simply avoid a 3-goal defeat in their final Champions League game with Belgian side Anderlecht to qualify for the Europa League. Chelsea need to beat Atletico Madrid at Stamford Bridge to be certain of topping their group. Anything less could let Roma, the Italian team, in. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Toby there. Toby, powered by Toby. 3:05, it's Talk Radio. The big debate is on the way very shortly indeed.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
So also on the way this afternoon, Kickstarter project. If you are a person with a hope and a dream of begging for the public coin to fund your idea, as per a crowdfunding website, such as Kickstarter, then please do get in touch with us, because we could put you on the radio, generate interest in your project. Upwards of five people, listen to this. No, wait, someone's just texted, they've switched it off. Four people, listen to this. And they could all be, you know, if they're all excited by your idea, that could rocket you into the... however Kickstarter works. But that's fine. Get in touch with the programme. We'll put you on the radio to talk about it. 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Well, that's a game of snowflake buckaroo, of course. It's like buckaroo, but instead of a plastic donkey. There is a millennial snowflake, and instead of tools hanging on the donkey, it's a selection of trigger phrases hanging on the donkey to make it run. Hanging on the donkey, hanging on the millennial to make it run to its safe space. That is Snowflake Buckaroo. If you'd like to have a go on that, same numbers apply to get in touch, or you can call us direct 0344 499 1000. We will call you straight back. And now it's time for the big debate. As the UK's Brexit deal appears now to be all boiling down to a row over the border between Northern Ireland and the rest of Ireland, Arlene Foster, the choreographer, Strictly judge and leader of the DUP, has put her foot down, possibly as part of a dance move. The foot has gone down to crush Theresa May's hopes and dreams of a Brexit deal as she tried to experiment her way around the laboratoire. Michel Barnier, the EU's chief negotiator. Now, the latest reports we're getting this afternoon seem to indicate that the tensions over Ireland rose more when U2 released their new album last Friday, when no one really wanted or needed such thing. The DUP want to use that as a negotiating tool, saying that if they get a deal regarding the single market and the border, then they will take that U2 album and put it beyond use. Whereas others are saying that the UK government's approach to Brexit should be more like U2 last time round, when it was forced upon people. New iPhones in the case of that, of course. Much like Brexit was forced upon people, though by UKIP. Although, you know, that was not via an iPhone, but via a lie about the NHS on the side of a bus. Now, on the line is Tour Radio listener Greg, I think it is. Greg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you've called in, not to talk about that, but you've called in because you're thirsty, is that right?
Yeah, I'm really thirsty, mate. Really thirsty.
Right, so, you've called in because you'd like to get us to get you a drink.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like being thirsty. It's my reason for living, man. Like, you gotta be thirsty.
Well, do you quench it or do you stay thirsty?
Well, I gotta quench it every now and again, but my goal is to reach maximum thirst before quenching.
Okay. Well, look, stay on the line there, because I want to bring Oliver. Oliver's listening to the radio. He's just heard you say that. Oliver, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah, now you have heard Greg. Greg likes to be thirsty, but you, I understand from my research team, are part of this anti-thirst lobby. You say we should get rid of being thirsty completely, and that would save a lot of time and money.
Literally, you've taken the words right out of my mouth, and I think that you should not let Greg have a drink thirst is a sign of addiction.
Yeah.
And addiction is bad. People can't go a day without feeling thirsty.
Yeah.
And that's not right. People need to feel. Imagine, you feel thirsty. You don't just become thirsty, you feel it.
So
it gets into your emotions, it gets into your mind. People don't have to be thirsty to drink. And Greg is showing typical symptoms of an addiction, of being thirsty.
So should Greg...
I think you should feed his addiction.
Okay, should Greg then go cold turkey or go cold thirsty? Should he What should he do? Seek help?
He needs to get him. He needs to get himself to a hospital or a lake as soon as he can. And he just needs 5 minutes. He should not have to. He should have to make his body realise that his body does not control him. He can drink when he wants to. He does not have to feel anything in order to have something going down his throat.
Are you calling then for the you're not saying ban drinking. You're saying just ban the notion of being thirsty.
Ban the notion of being thirsty. Exactly.
Right, Greg, come back in there. You're an addict.
Yeah, well, I'm in control of it, I swear, man. No, really, I am. I mean, you know, I do need to get thirsty, like at least, like, once a day. Otherwise, yeah. Like, life, you know, otherwise I start getting the dribbles.
All right.
Greg, I just need to tell you, this feeling that you think you're feeling, it does not control you. You can fight this, Greg.
But what if I don't want to fight it? What if I like it, Oliver?
Well, I mean, Oliver is right, though. You see, being thirsty is bad for your health. If you stay thirsty for long enough, you will die. So, you know, you should try and get off the thirst train, Greg, shouldn't you? You should, you know, there is help out there. And by the way, when we finish this chat, stay on the line, because we do have some trained counsellors standing by to help anybody who's thirsty. What is it about the notion of... I mean, of being thirsty. Are we talking about... it's a tricky subject, isn't it? Because you're suffering, Greg, and I know that, and I'm just trying to, you know, excuse me for speaking frankly, basically. But look, at the end of the day, if you are thirsty, it's your own fault, isn't it? Because what are the causes of thirst? Dehydration, right? And so that... We could stop the thirst by drinking, but... But then we don't even need the drink. Do you see what I mean, Greg?
I see what you mean, John. And I apologise if I'm interrupting you, Oliver. I know exactly what you mean. But you know what? My mum never used to bring me a glass of water by my bedside.
Yeah.
They never let me leave class at school because I wanted a drink.
Right.
And eventually that behaviour just self-perpetuates. And just I've never been allowed water. I've never wanted it anymore. And now I just enjoy this.
Yeah, come on, Oliver. Yes, make your point, Oliver.
Now, humans evolved from fish and from fish and in the sea. Now, fish are never thirsty. They are completely hydrated 100% of the time because they don't have a thirst gland inside their throat. They're able to be within the water and open their mouth but not drink anything. They don't feel thirsty. But humans miss the water too much, and that is where the thirst glands inside our throats came from. And we need to be able to take those away. I've had my thirst glands removed.
Yes.
I've not felt thirsty in years, and I devote that spare time and energy to help people like Greg who are thirsty most mornings and after takeaways.
And you had those glands removed as a child, presumably?
No, I hadn't removed when I was 26. I'm 27 now.
Okay, all right. What do you then make of the argument that the thirst glands, or the thirst gene, as some people call it, is that people that are thirsty, like Greg, can be cured? Now, a lot of people will find that abhorrent, because people are born thirsty. Thirstiness is not an illness, is it? You know, the people are born it's genetic.
It depends on what you define as illness. If you're putting negative or positive connotations around the idea of being ill.
Yeah.
Thirst isn't a disease. Thirst is in the mind. It's like a tick.
Right.
It's like an addiction. It's like being addicted to smoking.
Yeah.
Now, the notion of being addicted is not the illness.
Well,
is what comes with it. So with thirst comes drowning.
Some would say that addiction, like thirstiness, starts early. Not in the womb, because, of course, like a fish, you're in an amniotic fluid and it can go in your mouth and out, but without quenching thirst. The thirst gene or the thirst gland hasn't grown then, has it? But maybe it comes in, and Greg, were you breastfed?
No, I was fed powdered milk. I never even drank milk. I was just
the powder, just spoon fed powder, which is partly why, and I don't mean to pry, but did your mother's breast squirt powder out?
It's like when you whack a bottle of talcum powder and it plumes across the room.
Yeah. Well, I can see where this will have started, because there is a suggestion, a lobby that says we can wean children off this thirst addiction by maybe having breasts that emit crisps instead of milk, which would help, wouldn't it, Oliver? Because it's not liquidy.
We've tried it in a few select areas, mainly around the northwest of England, and it hasn't always taken off to the best start. We find some kids grow into wheat allergies and crisp potato intolerances as well. Yeah. It went down really well in Ireland a few years ago, but then they ran out of potatoes, so we had to stop doing it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's
Brits is not helping with that either.
Greg, you're shaking your face, which is part of the addiction and the withdrawal symptom, I realise.
And what's more, my skin is so dry it's creating a crackling sound like a packet of crisps.
Right. How do you see thirst in the future? That's a simple yes or no question, isn't it, Greg? How do you see thirst in the future, yes or no?
Oh, yes, please.
Right. Oliver?
No.
Interesting. The government have said, I've got the figures here, 40,000 more thirst by 2018. Now, that's not very far away, but we don't know how they're going to pay for it. Are the government doing enough, Oliver?
Sorry, you're starting to break up a little bit. I don't think the government are doing as much as they can be, and it's because they're taking funds away from the many charities out there that look to help people who are thirsty. We take away the addiction completely, but we have to do it almost entirely on a volunteer basis.
Of course, yeah. Look, we're running out of time. Now, Greg, I want you to stay on the line for me, if you will, because I want you to speak to somebody. We've got some thirst counsellors on who will treat people like yourself. They're very experienced with people who are thirsty and can't get rid of it.
God bless you, Talk Radio. God bless.
I know. So, Greg, stay on the line for that. Oliver, thank you very much. Can you sum the debate up in one word, please, Oliver?
There are no words.
Thank you, Greg.
Talcum powder.
Good. If you've got a thought on this, and it is a condition, isn't it? You can't cure thirst. That's the problem. Or can you? Some people think you can. But actually, you're probably born with it. It's controversial, certainly. You only need to look in the Bible to know that. 87222 is the
start
number.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Get ready for a rumble in the jungle. I'm a Celebrity Updates on Talk Radio with thesun.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross 4-Set Breakfast all this week from 6. And get an essential daily roundup of all the action from Oz with The Sun's Jungle Reporter. The venomous snakes, the filthy rats, the blood-sucking leeches. And that's just the contestants. Welcome to the jungle on Talk Radio with thesun.co.uk. The place for all the latest I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here news and hot gossip from the jungle. Go to thesun.co.uk/jungle.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
Two helpings of turkey, roast potatoes, Christmas pudding, mince pies, wine and chocolate. If the indulgence of Christmas gives you heartburn and indigestion, get dual relief with Gaviscon Double Action. It gets to work instantly and lasts up to twice as long as antacids. Gaviscon Double Action. Always read the label.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techno-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan Finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in Warwickshire, we have two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an earlier vehicle fire on the M42. That's northbound between Junction 7A and Junction 8 for the M6. In Oxfordshire, the M40 northbound lane is closed on the exit slip road. Heavy traffic there due to a broken down vehicle. That's at Junction 8A for Oxford. And in Hampshire, queuing traffic due to an earlier vehicle fire on the M3. That's southbound between Junction 10 and Junction 11 for Winchester South. I'm Sammy Jolo.
To re-record your message at any time, press hash.
Hey, baby. No, that's rubbish. Hey, just calling to see what's shaking. It's me, just checking in before I hit the old Jim Aruni. No. Hi, I just love you, okay? Can't say that.
Message completed.
No. No, 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 no.
With Vodafone Pay As You Go One, you can stay in touch as much as you like and never pay more than £1 a day. The rest is on us.
Hi, listen, about that message.
Search Vodafone Pay As You Go One. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
Opt in and spend £1 a day for unlimited standard calls and text plus 500 meg of data in the UK and Europe zone. Terms and exclusions at vodafone.co.uk/pay-as-you-go-one.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio. Still to come and still to come on the way and still to come is today's quiz of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's like Buckaroo, but instead of a donkey, there's a millennial. Instead of a thing, a tool, a hat and a bucket to hang on the donkey, like in the game Buckaroo, it's some trigger phrases to make the millennial run off to its safe space. Snowflake Buckaroo. That's what we'll be playing between 3:30 and 4. Before that, though, this is the part of the programme where we reach a helping hand out of the radio to pull you onto the ladder of commerce, to whit Kickstarter projects, people with hopes and dreams, people with ideas that they can't quite get off the ground without resorting to the public purse, the public coin, the generous who want to become involved in other people's hopes and dreams for a slice of the action. That's what Kickstarter's all about, isn't it? We like to help them on this programme. If you've got one, you've got an idea on Kickstarter that you want to talk about on the radio to promote it, then please get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we will, as we're about to do so now, kick your Kickstarter right up the arse. So one such hoper and dreamer and indeed Kickstarter is on the telephone line now. He's called Shed. Hello, Shed.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you very much indeed. It's good to have you on because I know that in common we do this feature a lot, Shed. You know, we come on the radio and we invite people like yourself with a hope and a dream and an idea onto the radio in order to promote your idea to upwards of the four people that are listening to this at any one time. So, you know, let's hope you see a surge in interest. Here's the thing with you. I've been looking at your Kickstarter stuff. I want to talk about the one we're going to talk about, obviously. But then I want to talk about all the ones that Kickstarter banned and wouldn't let you do.
Of course.
Let's start, though, with the current one that slipped through their net. Tell me about Make America Great Again.
Okay, John. And hi to the four listeners. And I'd like to say that perhaps some people think that sarcasm is the lowest form of wit. Others think that puns are even lower than sarcasm. And I love a pun. And when I used to work on The Big Breakfast, way back, some of your listeners might remember this, it was a show that adored puns. And we had games like Get Your Knobbly Nuts Out,
yeah,
stuff like that. And so what I wanted to do was make America great again. I wanted to do a Trump product. And, of course, his slogan lends itself so beautifully to a grater. And so I found a mini grater that grates garlic and nutmeg, because we all need that, don't we?
Yeah, can't do without it.
Middle class problem.
Yeah.
And so then I just etched his face on the front with a laser etch process, put the slogan, Make America Great, spelled G-R-A-T-E, and there you have it, Make America Great Again.
See,
that's your little grater, every home should have one.
It's the simple ideas, isn't it, Sheridan? That's all it takes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we all have these ideas, John, and I think we're not encouraged to put our silly ideas down on paper and then take it even a step further, which is to contact China through amazing websites that you can find on the web and then get your stuff made, because it's really fulfilling.
Yeah, so you basically had the idea and then you sent some mini graters to China.
I actually took a while to source the mini graters. In the end, I found a factory making the mini graters in China.
Oh, fine.
And I had to almost bully them in finding a laser etch situation where they could then laser etch it. And of course, then you go through all the samples and it's printed upside down, which you think is impossible because no one would print it upside down, but that happens because, of course, they don't get the gag. And all these little things. And then when you get a sample over you're happy with, of course, you have to check it's food safe because you don't want to poison anyone.
Yep.
But really, because of the ability to find a factory in China so simply today, we're all very empowered. And often the factory will say, John, I want you to order 5,000. But you just say, no, I need 50 to start with and I'll see if the customers like them. So that's what I do.
I see. Right. So, OK, I'm looking at it now. And yes, it has an image of Donald Trump's face. I wonder if the selling point of this is to smear foodstuffs on Trump's face. Do you know what I mean? In a way, I mean, because you've sort of gone for, you know, ginger, wasabi, garlic, that kind of thing, as you said. But, you know, just a nutmeg. But just to kind of smear, I don't know, there's kind of an element of me that wants to smear. I suppose wasabi would work. But, yeah, hot stuff on Trump's face.
Well, this is the wonderful thing about when you create something. When you meet another bright mind as yours, I never thought about that idea of smearing. But that is so clever. And what's wonderful, when you put something out to the world, you never know how people will react to it or even add to it. So you've added a brilliant joke on the front there, which I didn't even think of, and maybe I should add that into the campaign.
Well, please give me some royalties if it takes off. I mean, as I said, I wanted to talk about that, which we have, but I also want to talk about the stuff that you weren't allowed to do on Kickstarter, because we get a lot of Kickstarter people, as I said, on here. You've had stuff banned. For instance, the Pleasure and Pen GIMP pen holder, the Ebola hat,
correct,
and a cancer stick. Tell me about those things.
Okay, well, the Pleasure and Pen GIMP pen holder is something I worked on for ages with an amazing sculptor who in centuries past would be working with Michelangelo, but now he's making a GIMP pen holder with some odd man from South London. And it's a wonderful pen holder with a GIMP prostrate, if that's the right word. And the pen actually fits in his rear end.
Good.
And has a tassel on the end, like a leather whip. And the detail on it is magnificent. And I think it's a really good little fun product. And I'm always fascinated with societal taboos.
Yeah.
And he's fully clothed, the GIMP.
So what's Kickstarter's problem with this? Kickstarter's issue with this that, you know, it's sort of wrong to put a writing implement in a model in a man's anus? What's their...
They weren't that specific, John, to be honest. I would have liked that feedback. They're very blessed and they're very conservative. And I think anything that can be even slightly veering towards a societal taboo, they just clamp down on. But actually, some of their other listings, they have done slightly saucy projects and campaigns. But... you never know. It's a funny thing. They're in America. Sometimes America is more conservative, isn't it?
Well, indeed, but they're obviously going to go for the Trump grater. Tell me about the Ebola hat.
Well, that's bad taste, isn't it? And I sort of understand.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it does. I mean, if it cures Ebola, then it's not bad taste. That's excellent.
See, again, you've raised it above something that it isn't and given it a bigger credence. No, it was just a joke. It was actually a bowler hat with a biohazard sign on the front.
Yeah.
And then the phrase Ebola hat, just because I like the pun. And
I like the pun.
Very
I like
bad
the pun.
Taste, isn't it?
I like
very
the pun.
Bad taste.
That's fine. Yeah. But you could do a range of diseases, possibly. I haven't thought this through.
Talking of, the cancer sticks, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I love the fact that in culture, smoking has this slang, which is cancer sticks. And certainly some smokers who are brazen will refer to their fags as cancer sticks themselves. And I sort of respect that because they're just getting on with it.
Hmm.
But at the same time, I want to discourage, in a way, in a playful way, and I've always been fascinated with how the government has stopped the packaging having any sort of branding on it, and insisted on the warning.
Indeed, and just pictures of people's lungs that have come off. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, those grotesque images. So I thought, well, maybe a smoker would like a cover. And so I found a factory in China again, making these wonderful silicon covers for boxes of cigarettes. And I thought, why not just be very upfront about the fact that they're cancer sticks, and we call them cancer sticks.
You'd think that the authorities and the health authorities would be up for that, you know, because it's no worse than what they've done with the pictures. What you could do is combine the idea, put Trump's face on a packet of cigarettes, and that would possibly keep people away from it for quite some time.
Yeah, very good. Make America... let's have a think of the pun. Is there a pun that maybe the listeners can think of a good pun about? Because the Marlboro Man, and then you had Silk Cut.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, I think you can come up with one for Silk Cut, but probably that one's not broadcastable.
Okay. yes. Funny.
There it is. Yeah. Good.
Yes. Good.
Yeah. But just a thought. Or you could combine the two. You could have a cigarette box with Trump's face on it, with a hole where its mouth is, and you could grate cigarettes into it, which would give you the raw tobacco for people who like roll-ups.
I know you're a brilliant broadcaster, but maybe you've missed.
I think I have. Me and you should team up, Shed. We should team up.
Come on.
You should come in. You should come in for a meeting. We'll come up with some.
Love to.
Oh,
whole range.
By the way, I've come up with an Ebola hat accompaniment. A chlamydia anorak. So it's an anorak that protects you from chlamydia. There.
Oh, my God.
Chlamydia anorak.
Oh, my God. I want to see you and me and you pitching that on Dragon's Den.
I'd love to. Hey, Deborah Meaden, how do you like my chlamydia anorak? This is going to go so well.
I'm out. Yeah, buddy.
Shed, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
And you, John.
Where would we go on Kickstarter? What are we searching for to find you and your ideas?
Shed Smove, SIMOVE, or Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
If you type in Shed Smove to Google, enjoy.
That's Shed Smove, SHEDSIMOVE. How many ideas have you got on there out of interest? How many ideas?
I pumped about 10 ideas.
Oh, Shed!
Yeah, go on.
You should have had 7.
Oh, I see what you've done there. I see what you've done.
There you go.
I've got 600 ideas in my portfolio. I always say to people, write your ideas down because they're valuable. And even just in 5 minutes, John, you've come up with great concepts.
There we go. See, I'm wasted here. Shed, thank you very much indeed. Now, if you've got a Kickstarter idea, all 600 of them, then why not get in touch with us here on the radio? And we will promote you. We will put you on the radio and let you speak to those 4 people I was talking about just there. All you need to do to get in touch is... get in touch using this, 87222. Start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary has revealed the Manchester suicide attack that killed 22 people could have been stopped if intelligence on the bomber had been handled differently.
In early 2017, MI5 nonetheless received intelligence on him, which was assessed as not being related to terrorism. In retrospect, the intelligence can be seen to be highly relevant.
A review into 4 attacks in the UK earlier this year has shown 3 of those who carried them out had been on authorities' radar at some point, while MI5 was actively investigating the ringleader of the London Bridge atrocity at the time of the killings. David Davis says Northern Ireland will not be left behind in the single market and customs union after Brexit. Theresa May is working to get withdrawal negotiations back on track after the Democratic Unionist Party refused to accept border proposals yesterday. Rail unions say private train companies are laughing all the way to the bank. It follows news that fares are going up by more than 3%. New research suggests a quarter of nurses across England are obese. Over a period of 4 years, experts in London and Edinburgh looked up the body mass index of more than 20,000 health professionals. Tam Fry is chair of the National Obesity Forum and says it's worrying.
They can find themselves in emergency situations, and unless they are fit to cope with those situations physically, there may well be a danger to the patient or even to the nurses themselves.
A severe weather warning has been issued for parts of Scotland, with Storm Caroline due to hit later this week. The Met Office says winds of up to 80 miles per hour are expected in the north. Snow and very low temperatures are also due to affect western areas by the weekend. England cricketer James Anderson says they need to show more fight and hunger to pull off an unlikely second Ashes Test win over Australia. After day four in Adelaide, they need another 178 runs to win. And the weather, mostly cloudy and dry, but some rain in the west. Today's high is 10 degrees, and there's more news in half an hour.
There's more now. There's more now, and that's because it's time for today's edition of Bonus News. Now, you'll have heard the right there with Victoria, other Victoria, that the news isn't long. It's not very long. It's only 2 minutes. That's not enough time to get everything in. So we have to bring you bonus news to cover everything else off in the world. Animal, vegetable and mineral. That's just about all of it. Consecutive days. Today, it is time for Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Mineral News.
So, Victoria, what are we starting with?
So, we're going to start with Australia. Because they have said that asteroid digging before we have people living on the red planet is possibly going to be a possibility. Now, this is according to a national research team that's in that country. A guy called Brad Tucker, he's part of it. He says the incentive for asteroid digging is very simple. It's because money is involved.
Asteroid digging?
Asteroid digging, yes. So it's a bit like mining, but on asteroids, apparently.
Right.
Shall I explain a bit more?
It's like the plot of Armageddon, is what it's like.
Well, apparently, according to this research that I've seen, there's a number of ways that this could be done. It could be done either by sending spacecrafts out to nearby asteroids, or a more exotic option, so they call it, is trying to land an asteroid on Earth.
Right, because most of the time we spend avoiding that scenario, don't we? Due to the fact that it would be like Armageddon and we'd all die.
We avoid that catastrophic scenario.
Yeah, I mean, the dinosaurs were the last people to try this out, and look how well that went.
Very true. Yeah. So we're going back to the money point of view. So again, to give a bit more background into this as to why they're looking at this. Brad Tucker, who I mentioned, who's part of this research team, he says that if you think about this, you have an asteroid that's about 4 to 5 kilometres wide. He says this type of asteroid could contain about 500,000 tonnes of precious metals. Mm. So you could get, he says, about 300 years worth of platinum from one asteroid, which will obviously completely change the platinum market.
Right.
Mm. So that's where the money comes
in. Won't that bring the value of platinum down? And then, because there'll be so much platinum around, it'd just be like having paper.
But would it though? Because people
will be writing on platinum.
Well, it would be a marketing thing, wouldn't it? Because you say, where did that ring come from? You'll say, an asteroid.
Yes, if one had a mouth left. But unfortunately, because the asteroid has ploughed into the Earth, we have all died and become extinct. The idea of landing it on the Earth, are they going to just attach sort of engines to it and sort of guide it, wings, sort of glide it in?
I don't think they've quite got that far yet, but it will hit Australia first.
Oh, fine, doesn't matter then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as they're ahead in time, we'll be all right. We can just.
There's a Bush Tucker trial I'd like to see them dealing with. incoming! Good. What else have you got?
Right, okay,
Mineral
we're going to.
News.
Hang on, the music's going to run out.
This happened.
It's an inbuilt
issue. I've got to start the. There we go.
There we are. Right. So we're going. We've gone from Australia. We're going to go Egypt.
Oh.
Now, because archaeologists have discovered a hoard of black granite statues in the Egyptian city of Luxor. There are 27 carvings, and they depict the goddess of war. And this is a body of a woman. It's got a head of a lioness, and it's got a headpiece featuring the sun disk. So this has been found. These statues have been found. They're 2 metres high, apparently, and the archaeologists believe they stood at a temple that was on the bank of the Nile, where they think at one time there would have been 700 of these statues to appease the goddess of war.
I like it when they dig up things in Egypt, because just when you think, because Luxor, I don't know if you've been to Luxor, I went to Luxor years ago, and you think, yeah, amazing temple, but you think, well, they've investigated, they've archaeologicalised that. But then they find another thing. Mm. They're always doing this with tombs. Now they think there's something inside Tutankhamun's tomb behind a wall, behind a secret wall. I love all this stuff.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm very excited about that. You know, where are these 2 metre high statues just hiding? Well,
anyway. In an asteroid.
Well, yes. All right, final story.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, Prince Harry got engaged to Meghan Markle.
I heard some whisper of this.
Oh, yeah.
Some news came out, it, about a week ago or something.
Yeah.
And then he also went on to say that he had designed her engagement ring. And jewellers have sort of jumped on the bandwagon of that a bit. And now they're saying that jewellers who specialise in design your own jewellery, they're saying they've noticed a surge in custom with a lot more people wanting to design their own rings.
Right.
And the ring, obviously, in question, it was made from jewels from his mother's collection.
Yep.
It had a centred diamond that was from Botswana, obviously, which is where the couple had visited together. But jewellers are hoping that because Prince Harry said he designed this engagement ring himself,
yep,
that this will have a lasting impact on their business.
Like an asteroid would have, in fact. If it
we've gone full circle here. We're talking about rings, platinum.
Yeah, and now asteroid impact. I understand there's been a similar surge in people wanting ginger hair as well after that popularity. A lot of people going now to have their hair replaced by ginger hair.
Would you do that?
No. Design your own ginger hair. That's the. Thank you very much, Victoria.
You're very welcome.
For bringing us bonus news today, mineral news. Tomorrow, animal news. Animal news.
Animal news.
Yeah, there it is.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Next, we'll play a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Countdown to your most switched-on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Technograde manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's an £85 million jackpot. And 2 guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Well, in the West Midlands, the M6 southbound lane is closed on the entry slip road due to a broken down vehicle at junction 5 Castle Bromwich. Traffic is coping well. Elsewhere around Oxfordshire, the M40 northbound lane closed on the exit slip road. Slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's affecting you around junction 8A for Oxford. And in Hampshire, still seeing queuing traffic due to an earlier vehicle fire. That's on the M3. That's southbound between junction 10 and junction 11 for Winchester South. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Do you realise we've been on the phone for over an hour? It's crazy, we can't talk all night. One of us has to hang up first. Yeah, well, I'm not going to. No, you hang up. No, you. No, you. No, you. Hello? Hello? Oh, she has.
With Vodafone Pay As You Go One, you can stay in touch as much as you like and never pay more than £1 a day. The rest is on us, so you'll only ever have to hang up when you're ready. Search Vodafone Pay As You Go One. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
Opt in and spend £1 a day for unlimited standard calls and texts plus 500 meg of data in the UK and our Europe zone. Terms and exclusions at vodafone.co.uk/pay-as-you-go-one.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Paedophiles are apparently now using technology such as streaming to snare, that's the word that's being used, children who, of course, don't really know how to safeguard themselves against this this modern technological onslaught and are being duped by these people into talking to them online. That's in the news today. The rail fare rise, 3.4%. That's more than inflation. That's the average as well. It's twice as much as wages have gone up. There's a lot of controversy around that. We were talking about this earlier to the TUC on the programme about why they are going up, why they continue to go up, and exactly why we don't have those services. Doesn't seem that the money goes back into the rail services for the commuter and for the rail user, although the Department of Transport say it does. So that's going on. The service sector is slowing down. That's in the news, the business news this afternoon. Plastic in the oceans, we know about. Cake by the ocean, we know about that as well. That's a problem. You probably saw Blue Planet too on Sunday, where they had the big problem of cake by the ocean with that, wasn't there?
Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Plus, there's an Arctic freeze on the way and other stuff as well. Don't make that handshake, Cornelius. I know what it means without you doing that.
Ah.
Right. Good. And Russia doping scandal, more fallout from that. There's a lot going on. It's very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, we're here to help. We analyse the news, the current affairs on this programme using short-form Oriental verse. It's all to do with the syllables, you see. The more complex, the easier it becomes when you break it down into a set number of syllables, 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Oh, come on, Arlene. I swear I'll get mean. That's what Teresa should say.
To the DUP, you see. Come on, Arlene! I swear I'll get mean
at this moment.
Brexit means everything.
You in that dress.
Brexit's a mess.
Oh, come on now.
I gave you £1 billion. Oh, come on, Arlene. Now, it's time to play this week's edition of Snowflake Buckaroo. That's right, it's time to play Snowflake Buckaroo, like real Buckaroo, except without a donkey. And instead of a donkey, what you get is a millennial. And instead of hanging tools upon the donkey, like in the game Buckaroo, you hang trigger phrases on said millennial until it kicks off and runs away to its safe space, all triggered and that. We need two contestants playing against each other, going head-to-head, and we've got one on line one. It's Veronica. Hello, Veronica.
Hiya.
Hiya, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you very much indeed. What do you do, Veronica, and where are you doing it?
I'm a student in Kent.
A student in Kent. Excellent. All right. Whereabouts in Kent, Veronica?
Near Gillingham.
Near Gillingham. All right. Medway Towns. Ah, the glamour. Right. And you're a student. So that means, Veronica, you are a millennial.
Yes.
Yes, good. Right. Okay. Well, this can only serve to help you in the game. You're going to be playing against Edith, who is on the other line. Hello, Edith.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. What do you do, Edith?
I'm also a student.
Of course you are. Where do you stewed?
Cardiff.
Cardiff. Cardiff versus Kent this afternoon in the land of the stewed. So what's going to happen, ladies, if indeed you're not offended by me identifying you as ladies, because I know in this day and age, millennials, that's a tricky area, isn't it? So I'll just be careful with that. You can identify however you like, but you are going to be going head-to-head against each other. Now, what I've got here are some millennial-style trigger phrases. Each of them, Veronica and Edith, are worth points, okay? And you get to choose one of them, and you take it in turns in all of the rounds. And then, by the time the points add up, eventually they'll get to 21. But you don't want them to add up to 21, because that's when you're bust and it's all over. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you say that. But let's give it a go. Let's play the game and see what happens. Let's play Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. Right, so we'll go straight into round one. Cornelius is going to be keeping score over there. Round one, Veronica, just by dint of being on line one, we'll go to you first. You get to choose one of these trigger phrases, Veronica. Are you going to go for cis-assumptive trans-anxiety spreading or gender-privileged micro-apology?
I'll go with gender-privileged micro-apology.
It's worth 5 points, Veronica. 5 points. Okay. And that leaves you, Edith, with the other trigger phrase. Also, five points.
Five and five.
Let's just go to Cornelius now for the latest scores.
Oh, thanks very much, John. Here at the scores desk, it's 5-5.
Okay. Round two, then. Straight on to round two.
To you.
Thank you. Here at the game playing desk, Edith is going first to choose in the next round. Edith, are you going to choose no platform binary pronoun shaming or LGBTE4+1HD?
I'll go for the no platform pronoun shaming.
Binary shaming. Okay, I can tell you that. Edith is worth 6 points. Six points. And that leaves you, Veronica, with the other one, which is 4 points. Cornelius, what's the latest score?
Well, hey.
Well, here at the scores desk, John, we've been looking at Veronica and Edith. Now, weirdly, Edith has 9 points, whilst Edith is behind.
You mean
on
Veronica. You just said Edith.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. Weirdly, even weirder than that, Veronica has 9 points, whilst Edith has 11 points.
Right, okay then. I mean, remember, we do not want to get to 21. Veronica choosing first on this go. Will you go for pre-op vegan splaining or hashtag snow and the seven dwarves so white?
Hashtag snow and the seven dwarves so white.
Right, okay, that's worth 3 points. 3 points there. Three points, Cornelius.
I'm so good at this game.
You are very good at this game. 3 points.
Yes.
And the other one is worth 5 points.
Ooh.
What are the scores, Cornelius?
Edith has 16 and Veronica has 12.
I think Edith's choosing first. Is that right? Are we on to Edith now? Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to go for, in the next round, Edith, virtue signalling problem just outside Euston, an emergency conspicuous expression of moral values to enhance your social standing is in operation? Or will you go for hetero bifeminine fluidity struggle?
I'm going to go with Euston, please, John.
The which one, sorry?
The former, Euston.
The Euston, the virtue signalling problem, is 2 points. 2 points, Edith, there.
Two points.
Veronica has got 2 points as well.
Ooh.
What are the scores, Cornelius?
Well, Veronica is on 14, but lagging behind is Edith with 18.
All right, then. Now it's Veronica's go first again. Are you going to go for gender sexual inappropriate appropriation or microaggressive non-vegan veganism?
Microaggressive non-vegan veganism.
Veganism is worth 1 point. 1 point.
Just one.
Oh, and the other one is worth 1 point.
Ooh.
Oh, Cornelius, what are the scores?
An all one round, John.
Yeah.
Edith's on 19, Veronica 15.
Okay, who's choosing first this time? I've forgotten.
Veronica, Edith.
Edith, okay. Edith, you get to choose out of this one. Remember, no one wants to get to 21. No one wants to get to 21. Are you going to go for interliberal man enabler of colour or non-specific, non-binary, reverse gender assumption spreader?
I'll go non-specific, non-gender spreader.
Please, John. Is worth 1 point. That's what's she on?
20.
Oh, no.
She's tickling
very close, very close. And that means that Veronica,
who's on 15 at the moment.
She will get non-specific, non-binary, gender spreader. Right? Is worth 800 points.
No!
It was all going
so well.
Close game.
Veronica was very close in the end. Veronica, thank you. Thank you very much, Veronica. Sorry that you're out there. Well done, Edith. Good work.
Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. That's it. That's Edith and Veronica, students both in Kent and Cardiff. Snowflake Buckaroo. And it just remains for me to say Sam Delaney's coming up next, and he's right here, right now. Good afternoon, Sam Delaney.
Hello, both of you.
Hello there.
I'm all right. We're going to be talking about why everyone keeps saying sorry at the drop of a hat because, like, hate mobs and annoying people start shouting and bullying them on Twitter. So, you know, Pizza Hut have said sorry. I don't understand. You pay a lot of money to do a partnership, promotional partnership with the newspaper. They do it. Presumably this is not something they do on a whim. They spend a long time making the decision, making the investment. There's no time to see how your customers have actually responded to it in terms of how many pizzas you're selling.
Yeah.
But an angry mob called Stop Funding Hate who seem to just have a problem with everyone who don't see things exactly the same way as they do, have a go at them. And rather than say, I mean, I don't even blame Stop Funding Hate. That's their right to sort of criticise people. That's what social media is about. But why do, you know, someone like Pizza Hut back down straight away?
I'm really sorry. As did Paper Chase.
Paper Chase did the same thing 2 weeks ago. And they go into these decisions with their eyes open.
Yeah.
And then immediately capitulate at the first sign of trouble. They're spineless.
They are spineless.
And, you know, I don't mind if people want to say, well, we don't really want you to do promotions with these newspapers whose views we don't agree with. But really, the best way to register your dissatisfaction with Pizza Hut is to go and get a pizza somewhere else, or have a Mexican.
That's right.
Just shake things up
a bit. Have a Chinese.
Have a Thai.
That would be cultural appropriation.
It would.
Eating someone else's food these days,
with the plethora of delivery services, John, you know, the world is your oyster. You can have an oyster. Have some seafood.
Yeah,
delicious.
I agree.
But don't just tweet abuse
at
people.
The irony as well of Stop Funding Hate the other day, who attempt, when you look at their Twitter feed, they call out companies that have advertised in the newspapers they don't agree with the views of, right?
Yes.
One of them, which is a sort of, they call them out on Twitter, they go, oh, look, this company has advertised with that newspaper, look how horrible they are. One of them, the other day, was the NSPCC, right?
Yeah.
Who are an anti-bullying charity.
Yes.
And they're bullying an anti-bullying charity into not advertising because about anti-bullying promotions
in a newspaper that is the best-selling newspaper in the country because they want to get their anti-bullying message out to as many people as possible.
No, right-wing people don't deserve.
No, they deserve to be bullied and to also bully other people.
Yeah.
What?
Hypocrites.
Yeah.
Right, thank you, Sam. Sam's got all of that with you after 4 o'clock. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.